They're not going to buy it regardless.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I mean, in this instance, it's not a bit.
That is true.
It's not like, a jock, air quotes, gets into trouble and then they're suspended for a week, which happens to fall during their vacation.
Right. Or
jocks do that around the country all the time.
My other favorite is coming up at 5:30, massive announcement. And then it usually just falls way beneath anything massive.
I've never heard anybody do that. The only massive change I've seen that turned into an absolute Armageddon was big band music following a format change someplace. But that's just me. I was going to say, and this is accurate, starting Monday, we're going to be on a new station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could have left it at that, but I'm too tired to play bits. I just say that and let them set on it.
All weekend.
Or tell them by the end of the show what the bit is. Oh, I knew it. He was getting fired. It was just a matter of time. Only took 30 years. They're going to start carrying our show mornings on 1190 from 7 till 11 a.m. Which I'm telling you right now, it's a rebroadcast.
Well, is someone calling it something else?
I told them if they're going to promote it, I said, don't promote it as a rebroadcast. Just say, hey, if you didn't catch the Russ Martin show today on the Eagle, catch it tomorrow morning on 1190 KFX.
R.
All right. I said, well, no, we want them to know if they really like part of the show today. If they really liked it, they go to RussMartin.fm. If they can tell it's old, then they can tell it's old. If they can't tell it's old, why tell them?
That's true.
That's why we don't have special bumpers that say you're listening to the best of the Russ Martin show. Either you know or you don't. Why tell you?
Yeah, it doesn't serve any purpose either way.
And I never listen to the best. Jesus Christ, who's been smoking? Kenzie? Somebody's... Have you been smoking?
Not since when?
Well, not since like 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
I smell like perfume.
No. Unless you're smoking perfume cigarettes.
It's not me.
Yes.
Ever doesn't smoke. I don't smoke. Chloe don't smoke.
Then how come this is the first time you've ever said anything?
Because I can smell it.
It's really strong.
But I don't smell like smoke.
Well, you don't know.
Okay. So what am I smelling?
I don't know, but I smell like perfume.
Let the former smoker tell you.
No.
I smell
you from there.
Chloe, stop telling me what you smell like. You smell like smoke.
No, I don't.
Chloe, smeller.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, I smelled it when she walked in the door.
I do not.
Have you been smoking?
Like normal.
Well, I don't know what normal is for you.
Like, I'll smoke a cigarette.
I thought you were going to quit. Did you get a gift from your mom because you told her you quit?
No.
Wow, I must have been something else you lied to her about.
Thanks. I don't smell like smoke.
Wow.
It's not like it's up for debate. We're not saying, do you smell like smoke? You smell like smoke.
No, I don't.
I walked in. I guess you were out peeing. But I walked in, I could smell it.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That doesn't even make any sense. I wasn't even in the room.
Yeah, but you had been in here.
You had been in the room. Do you not? Everett, take over.
I don't believe. I can't walk into a room and then leave and then the room smell like smoke. I'm not that kind of smoker.
Kenzie, no one else in here smokes, number one.
I don't believe any of y'all.
No one else in here smokes.
They don't smell me.
We can't help it. You're here.
Okay, then I'll leave.
We're not saying you stink like bad B.O.
I just want to know who smells like smoke.
I don't smell like smoke.
What do you think you smell like?
My perfume. I can smell it.
I can't.
Okay, then.
The reason you don't think you smell like smoke is because your brain shuts down that part of your olfactory nerve.
See, I told you.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
It does. See, you're used to the smoke smell. You're not used to the perfume smell because you're not used to smelling good.
I can still smell smoke.
So can I.
But it's more difficult to smell your own than it is on somebody else.
Trust me. If somebody's been in the room smoking, I can smell it. I could sit at a red light, and if somebody's in a car in front of me smoking with their windows up, I can smell it.
Well, then why are you just now saying it? Why is today different?
Probably because you're wearing flannel.
This is not flannel.
What is this, some type of Diesel Dyke Friday?
Jesus.
What is that? That jacket she's wearing. What is that, Everett?
Looks like leather.
What she has on her body.
Oh, looks like flannel. It's not but it doesn't look like a jacket. Looks like a flannel shirt. I thought you meant the jacket on the chair.
Take a deep breath, boss.
It's not flannel.
Don't scream at us.
What you have on looks like flannel.
It's not.
Whatever. Okay, let's go.
Like
let's go this
cotton.
Route. You.
It's not a flannel shirt.
You know, flannel isn't something that they harvest.
This is not a flannel shirt. Flannel's like thick. Flannel's thick and almost like fleecy.
Dan.
It is.
You want to help me with this?
Flannel's thick.
Okay. Yes, flannel can be thick. What do you think flannel is made out of?
I don't know. It's thick and it's fleecy. I mean, there's cotton in everything.
Well, if it was fleecy.
I'm not wearing flannel. If it was a bad season for the flannel farmers, they didn't grow anything.
I'm
this
sorry.
Is not flannel.
There was a big drought. Everett, if you were in court and you had to just decide, what would you say that shirt is she's wearing?
Flannel, unquestionably.
Okay.
And I would summon the firing squad.
Okay.
Which is fine. She's already had her lesson.
We're not picking. The point right. I was making is because it's cold and you get really cold, you're wearing layered clothing. The more clothing, the more stuff to soak in the smoke, the more I am to smell you.
And you probably didn't roll down the windows when you were driving over while you were smoking because
yes,
it's really
I
cold.
Yes, I do. I roll down the windows every time.
Even when it's, what is it now?
Even when it rains.
Oh, the current temperature?
Yeah, like 40-something?
It's 40 right on the dot.
Yeah. I never smoke with the windows up. Mm.
1,000 people who don't smoke, if they walk by you right now, would say they smell smoke.
Okay. I highly disagree.
You want us to get somebody in here?
No, I'll take the stupid Dyke shirt off.
You don't have to take it off. I just said I smelled smoke.
No.
You got defensive.
Here you go.
Why are you mad?
Because y'all say I reek like smoke and I look like a dyke, and that's mean.
I never said you look like a dyke.
I just said you were wearing a dyke shirt.
No, I'm not.
Actually, I didn't even say that. I just asked, was it Diesel Dyke Friday? And now I have to edit that out because the show's going to run on Monday. Don't you give a time check. They asked me about this a few months ago. Hey, you want to have your show on mornings on 1190? I went, you're talking about like best of or rebroadcast. Oh, yeah. I went, okay. First thing is, I don't want to have to do a lot of work. Number two, see number one. And then number three, if you're going to put us on, you put us on after sunrise. Because KFXR, 1190, their nighttime signal, that ain't even worth turning on.
What is it, like 5?
It's either 5 or 10,000, maybe 5. During the day, it's 50,000 watts.
Yeah.
AM stations, most AM stations around the country at dusk have to cut their power back, like, dramatically. So I think 1190 goes from 50,000 to maybe 5,000 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that so, because AM signals travel further at night, so they do that to keep from other stations overlapping.
Yes. No interference.
So I said, you're not caring. No. No, no dark. I went, and you push it past daylight savings time or whatever, because I don't want it shifting, and all of a sudden we're back on it dark again. And I didn't realize it. I always thought
you're trying to call it the other one.
KLIF.
Yeah, the old call letters.
Why don't they just buy that from whoever owns 570? Just buy it.
Was it?
Are they really doing that well in the ratings? Buy the whole station.
As opposed to just buying the call letters. Like, you know what? Never mind. Just give us the whole place. Give it.
Give us the call letters. We'll buy the stick, the studio, whatever you got. What could it be worth? Nine? Maybe $950?
It's a little bit more than that.
And I always thought 1190's signal during the day was squirrely. I had no idea it was 50,000 watts.
I didn't either.
And if you look at the coverage map, it reaches all the way into well past our signal in Oklahoma.
Jeez.
I wonder how it went when they told all the people that were buying airtime on 1190.
Oh, man.
Well, how am I going to sell my herbs? I'm sure there's somebody else out there that will cover your product.
Herbs?
I don't know. I'm trying to pick something that,
that's
not
actually
really being sold over there.
Buy my supplements. Buy my body solutions. There, that one's safe.
Actually, for all the free work, because I had to figure out a way to cut up this show, because they said, okay, well, we'll just, originally they said 7 to 10. All right, whatever. And then they changed it 7 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then that means I have to cut up more of this show for that, because you can't just take a four-hour show on one station and move it to another station, because all stations have different elements and things just don't time out together.
As nice as that would be.
So, in addition to cutting up the show every night for .fm for our archives, now I get to cut it up for 1190 because I volunteered.
And why did you volunteer for that?
I don't want to say, it'll make Alfie feel bad.
Would it have anything to do with Alfie becoming full-time? You didn't say it. I'm asking. It's just a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay. Alfie, do you feel bad?
A little.
Do you feel bad enough to where you would take over this responsibility from Russ?
Oh, hell no.
I told you. His mentality totally changed when he went full-time.
No kidding.
He was already complaining about his hours.
Jeez.
I still got to fill out a time card. Well, but you're being paid now for 40 hours. You were working 40 hours, but they were only paying you for 29. He was doing it on his own. They didn't ask, hey, work another 11 hours a week and don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was that and
Chloe.
The raise for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, I hang on the cross and nobody says thank you.
Chloe, not once. Hang on, let me get a photo of you with your arms outstretched.
You will not.
But your head's cocked perfectly.
I know.
It's
you know why?
Why?
I do this a lot.
Yes, you do.
I need my thorny crown.
Oh. I've said thank you several times, and I greatly appreciate it. And I'm doing a little bit of work with 1190.
What are you going to do?
In putting the show in.
After I edit it?
Yes.
Oh, and here's where it got good. Okay. By the way, good morning. I have to.
Everyone calm down. That'll make sense Monday.
Shut up, Clint. I tell you what. Because they offered some free airtime. I wanted to promote the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I went, yeah, that's going to help. Who's going to hear it?
Oh, now come on. There will be people listening.
I don't know if that station shows up in the ratings.
Not yet, maybe.
I think the only time that it doesn't show up at all is weekdays from 3 to 4.
What's on weekdays 3 to 4?
What is that? I think it's a Rodney Anderson show.
No. That can't be right.
Oh, and Rodney's ecstatic because they're going to move his show to 11 in the morning.
Right after ours?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm. I think I can feel something poking me from wherever he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got an email today.
Really?
And you're the man. You're the boss. What do you want? Yeah, yeah. Hey, can you promote me at the end of your show? I think that's gonna need some Skrilla.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's how
that
works.
Can you just say Rodney Anderson shows up next? Yeah, I'm gonna need something.
You think Nikki Sixx gets it for free?
We do have a Nikki Sixx show for him.
That is, speaking of not getting any thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for my 7 o'clock out numbers.
They're going to have probably some open avails over on 1190. Could start running some of your shopping network spots, Dan.
That's a good idea.
And I don't believe Everett's been here since we started the whole Luke Bryan thing.
Yeah, Everett, I've become an entrepreneur.
Really?
Do you know who Luke Bryan is?
I don't.
Okay, none of us did either. I don't think most of the listeners did. I got to make this quick because we're late. Dan was watching, or his girlfriend was watching the CMAs last week. Last week?
Yes.
And Luke Bryan is the new,
CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Okay.
It's cut three if you.
Okay.
If you
I'll play just a quick part of this.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
First of all, I've never met Garth. Hey, Garth. Can I hug you again?
Now, Luke, say hello to Everett.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Nice to meet you, Everett. Can I get a hug?
Wow.
I got two from Garth. I plan on getting at least a half from you.
We have sucked this cow's teats for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why. I mean, you're not just mimicking him. You're channeling him.
Mm-hmm. No, and you can hear the bubbles in the udder. It's like...
Hey, Garth.
Almost.
Can I hug you again?
And then Dan started cutting spots for
the LBSN.
Luke Bryan. What?
The Luke Bryan Shopping Network.
Let's see. Which one should we play for him?
All of them.
I'll start with the first one, then we got a break.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan, here to tell you about the latest shopping sensation to hit the nation. Are you tired of having to fight the holiday shopping crowds? Well, worry no more, my dear friend. Your good buddy, Luke Bryan, hey, that's me, has got your back. I'm pleased to introduce the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Sit your fine, sexy Buddha down in your recliner and tune in for savings. Join us this weekend for our holiday gift blowout. It all starts this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Tune in for a great deal on my very own Luke Bryan Love Rope. It's a scientifically known fact that every man needs at least 10 feet of high tensile rope each time he goes trolling for casual man love in park bathrooms. Trust me, this rope is strong. Even my buddy Garth couldn't get loose. Later on at 10 a.m., you can get yourself a great deal on Luke Bryan brand chloroform. With my very own formulation of lavender-scented chloroform, you can subdue even the most unwieldy country star or starlet. Catch all those savings and more on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local listings for details.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.338, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Getting things started off in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at the Zang Curve, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Keys Boulevard. In Irving, westbound 183, right at O'Connor, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to the 35-183 split. In Fort Worth now, southbound 35W, just before Northside Drive, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back to Long Avenue. And a big one in Waxahachie, northbound I-35E, between 77 and FM 66. The highway there is completely shut down due to an 18-wheeler fire. It's been there all damn day. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back to FM 329. It's an hour and a half delay through it. Don't even mess with it. I don't know, try going through Fort Worth or something like that. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies.
Hang on a second. Does this have a like a winter weather advisory in it?
No.
Not supposed to snow on Sunday or something?
That's possible, but they're not going to have any winter weather advisory on Friday afternoon.
Oh. I put together a weather graphic for you. I kind of stole Channel 4's template for breaking news.
Oh.
Alfie put it up for him.
You see? Yes, in that case, there is a winter weather advisory for Sunday night. You heard it here. Be prepared.
Do what?
It's the same font.
The Channel 4, yeah. I don't know who's in charge of their graphics department.
But right now they're mad at you. Because they want to do that.
Have you ever noticed, Everett? You ever watch Channel 4? I tell you what, let's finish this. I'm screwing up my morning show. Were you done?
Weather. It's happening. Clear tonight, 32 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 55. And then a chance for some flurries on Sunday. Right now, it's 40 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
With the video stream, I'm trying to make it look as professional as we can do with the limited number of people that we have.
I think you do a magnificent job.
Sarcasm?
Yes.
I worked really hard on this video stream.
I just said that in a feeble attempt at humor. It wasn't meant to be sarcastic.
Okay.
Or was it?
Anyway, I don't know who does graphics at Channel 4, but it always seems to be on the fly. Steve Eager will stand there and then up over his shoulder. If there's a fire someplace, it just says, fire. Not rolling video, just kind of.
It might be, on a good day, it might be a static fire kind of graphic in the background.
Right.
Then, yeah, then you have the words.
And some days they will actually go into detail in the graphics where it will say, house fire. But no video. So that's what I did with the weather graphic. It's just an animated snowman and in great big letters it says, holy sh**. I bet Channel 4 steals that.
They better. They want to win an Emmy.
Do we have one that we can show them?
We're working on one.
Mm.
Send them that graphic.
I keep looking over at it and laughing.
It is distracting. I can tell Kenzie's fascinated with it.
It's snowing.
And the snowman's moving and it's snowing and it says, holy sh**.
Oh, the snowman is moving. I didn't notice that.
Alfie, there's, I don't know if you can find it on the computer. It says Dan's Weather 2.
All right, I'll try to track it down.
That's next to the one that says Dan's Weather 1. That's just the, there it is. Bring it up, Kenzie.
Uh-oh.
Now the snowman has a little bubble over his head.
A little thought bubble.
Gonna be cold as sh**.
Man, this web stream stuff's cool.
Okay, that's enough, Kenzie. Colors and moving. It's like it's like a cold SpongeBob. Let's see. What time we start the show today? Was it about 3:10?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, great. There's another time reference I got to cut out. Okay, I think Monday morning, the show starts at 7:05.
Okay.
So we started at 3:10. So would I back up 5 minutes? So it would be 7:38?
Sure.
Okay. Good morning. 7:38, 22 before 8 o'clock.
Oh, God, shut up. Jesus.
I can never do that because I can't do that math on the fly.
No.
Unless it's like on a 3 or a 6 or a 9, I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, unless you are Terry Dorsey from KSCS or Tim Ryan from Fox 4's Good Day, those guys can math. I'll leave it at that.
I've never understood that. Why is it? Yeah, you have to give it to them two different ways.
It's 8:10, 50 till the top of the hour.
Even we have a cheat on our computer here. Right now it's 15:59 till the top.
Who is that for?
I have no clue.
Maybe that's just giving you a countdown in case you have to do news at the top of the hour.
Could be.
That's probably what that is. Yeah. I bet Dorsey's using some kind of cheat clock.
I don't know.
Or Hawkeye just has a bunch of cue cards he holds up. 7:40. 20 before 8.
All right.
Read this one. KSES. There you go.
Good job. Yes. All right. Take another bite of oatmeal.
Yeah. Now sit down in that chair that keeps you together. You exotic little bitch. We're talking about during the break. I was trying to explain something to Everett because you've missed a lot in a couple of weeks.
Sounds like it.
The whole advent of
Luke Bryan. Hi.
And what's the other big thing?
Oh, the wannabe cop watcher guy from Louisville.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's a cop watcher. He just happens to be carrying around like a 2002 video camera, which is the only way I've described is probably about the size of, you know what I'm talking about the size of a brick.
Right.
Where the viewfinder kind of folds up.
Old school by today's standards.
He's walking on the street, and Louisville cops approach him. They'd gotten a 911 call that there was a car break-in or something at a Valero really close. He matches the description. Before they can get a word out, and I meant to ask one of the Louisville cops, did you guys say anything to him before he just started with his rant? And I forgot to ask because it really looks like we're missing something on the video.
It does look that way, because I don't think we are, though, because you can hear it when, at the beginning of it, the officer is still approaching him. So he really hasn't even had a chance to really make any sort of announcement or proclamation or, hey.
Well, the fact that he's carrying a camera would suggest he's ready for this moment.
Well, he had just moved into an apartment in that area. So he had a reason to be out there.
Okay.
And on his Facebook page, he had posted, yeah, I'm just walking the street, you know, really not doing anything. Thought I'd go get some cardio. Didn't like the idea of having to go back and unpack everything. Then the Louisville cops approach. I'm not going to play all this because we've worn this one out. I think the first 30 seconds, you'll get enough.
Okay.
Let me over. I don't consent to any conversation. I'm backing up. I'm not.
Okay. What's going on?
I do not consent to this conversation. These guys, what's your name? Okay. What's your guys' two names? Excuse me, sir. What's your guys' two names? What's your badge ID number and name?
711, Bender. It's right here.
Thank you. I do not consent to this conversation. I'd like to speak to my attorney.
Okay, where's your attorney at?
Ross and Matthews, Fort Worth, Texas. Okay. I do not consent to this conversation.
Okay, well, call them. You got a phone number for
them? Am I being detained?
Yeah, I just want to know what's going on.
Am I being detained?
I just said yes.
For what?
Somebody called, said you just jumped out of a vehicle.
You know that you're going to be on YouTube.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm walking down the road, and this guy's pulling me over.
He's addressing himself.
Right.
All right. So what's going on over here at the Valero?
I do not consent to any conversation.
Okay. Are you going to talk to me?
I do not consent to this conversation.
Okay.
Did you know you're not allowed to talk to me after I say I do not consent to this conversation?
I can actually still talk to you.
Idiot.
I do not consent to this arrest. I do not consent to this mugshot. Man, I should have tried that in South Lake.
Oh, man.
Do you have any idea where he came up with the you can't talk to me?
Well, it's...
Oh, really, is that my keep talking?
It's true that if you are being detained by the police and you tell them you want to talk to your attorney, you don't have to answer any questions. That's your right. But they're not asking him any questions. They're just having a casual conversation with him at that point.
Well, they're trying to figure out, they're investigating a crime.
Right.
And because they haven't said anything yet, how does he know they're not just looking for witnesses?
Well, you know, the thing that strikes me about this exchange is that it creates confrontation where there really doesn't need to be any. I mean, he could just say, hey, I'm walking down the street. I'm probably in 30 seconds, long before this conversation actually ended, the cops would have been able to figure out that he's not the guy they're looking for, and everybody would have been on their way without any conflict.
He detains these officers for almost 26 minutes with this rhetoric.
Right. It just seems very needless.
I don't get it. Why do you immediately, an encounter with a police officer, is go, I do not consent. Well, you don't know what we want yet. So you can immediately say that even though you have no idea what they want.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can invoke your right to an attorney and invoke your right not to answer any questions. That is your constitutional right. You can't be forced to incriminate yourself.
Okay. So he was accurate with that.
But that doesn't mean they can't talk in his presence. They weren't asking him any questions. I mean, it was just a conversation.
Well, they're trying.
I suppose. But, I mean, they, you know.
I like the way he for somebody that does not consent to a conversation, he's talking a lot.
Yeah, he is. He's doing all the talking.
And it's okay for him to ask questions.
Sure.
It's your badge number. Why do you need it? Nothing's happened yet. We're just a couple of cool guys hanging out. Yeah. It'll calm you down. I got my rubber nose and glasses. we're some cool cops. Look at this. Nice day. The weather outside is is weather. There's still something missing here that I don't get.
Here's another.
So what's going on?
Freedom of Information Act request.
Okay.
A FOIA. I can file.
Okay, you can file.
A complaint in your permanent personnel file.
Okay.
For life.
Okay.
Can I have your badge, ID number, name, sir? Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
I don't know why the cop just didn't say, I don't consent to this conversation. Why is it you can ask me stuff, I can ask you nothing? Why does it work that way? Why he can ask me stuff, I can't ask him nothing?
Mm-hmm. I imagine they were a little surprised by this. This is something they're not used to.
I think they were. You can hear the giggle.
Yeah.
And their tone.
Yeah.
The freedom of information thing, I think he's referring to possibly the 911 call. So he knows something about what's going on. Because I think one of his threats was, if I hear this 911 caller, or there one doesn't exist, you guys just stop me for no reason, and you're in Dutch, buddy.
My ID number 680.
Thank you, sir.
So what's going on?
Stay back, if you
okay,
would, please.
You got your ID on you?
Stay back.
You realize I cannot beat you from this distance.
Back, if you would, please.
Do you got your ID on you?
I do have my identification
okay.
on me.
Can you provide it for me?
Certainly.
So what's going on?
I do not consent to this conversation.
Okay.
That's four times. Yeah. YouTube as my witness. I said I do not consent to this conversation. I asked if I'm being detained.
I told you yes. Yes.
How was that not in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Do you swear YouTube is your witness?
They're going to start putting it on the money next week.
Mm-hmm.
This really, the whole thing with YouTube, this harkens back to the 70s when, you know, somebody, they get bad service, like an automotive repair shop.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
They don't mention the police or anything. I'm calling Eyewitness News.
Right.
I'm calling Becky Oliver. You don't want her over here. Eyewitness News. County law. I'm calling them all. It's basically the same threat.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And I'm being detained.
Yes, you are.
Can you tell me why I'm being detained?
We're investigating a crime.
Okay, what crime? Where at? Location, place.
Right here. I just told you, Valero.
What's the name of your sergeant?
What's the name of
I'd like
sergeant?
To speak to your sergeant.
Okay, you can. We'll deal with that in just a minute.
Well,
get your identification.
Your ID card.
Let's see, I'm trying to think, because I don't want to play all this. I'm trying to think of where one of the cops had finally had enough of him.
Well, I think that right there was the start of it. Because one of the cops has been like, okay, now give me your ID.
I got to get close enough for you to answer.
Sir, you need to stay
Why are
back.
You shaking?
I'm not shaking at all. You're shaking.
Don't you have a seat?
I don't have to do anything. Am I being detained?
Have
you got a taser?
Have a seat.
I'm being, you
have
got a taser.
Seat. Yes, I do. Have a seat. Have a seat. Sit down.
And this was a big taser. He doesn't get zapped. But it's, I don't know why. It just seemed like one of the biggest ones I've seen.
Yeah, I think you had it right when you said it looked like a double barrel one.
I'm thinking he sat down.
Yeah. I think the cop at that point said, all right, we're going to get this under control, and you're going to sit down. And then this is where the other threat starts. Did you just lethal on me? It's like he knows just enough words, but he don't know sentences. And if you look at his post on the internet, he writes about the way he speaks.
Am I doing anything wrong?
Sit down. Sir,
this
I'm
is going on YouTube.
You
FOIA.
Thank you.
Freedom of Information Act request.
Thank you very much.
You just did a lethal threat on a nonviolent citizen.
Sir?
A guy with a college degree from the University of North Texas. Somebody that knows my rights. I can easily go to the ACLU.
You know your rights.
I can file a complaint in your permanent personnel file for life.
Go ahead.
Lethal. Let me zoom in on this.
It's a taser. Okay?
No, it's lethal.
He never said lethal. That is a lethal. Are you trying to say weapon?
No, it's a lethal.
No, don't tell him weapon. See how long it takes him to figure out what it is.
It's a taser.
He keeps going, it's lethal. Finally, the cop goes, it's a taser.
No file for life.
Go ahead.
Lethal. Let me zoom in on this.
It's a taser, okay?
No, it's lethal.
It's a taser.
It's a taser. Has anybody ever died from a taser? Can you answer that question?
I'm sorry?
Can you answer that question?
Why is it he thinks, and I know there's no answer, that he can ask all these questions and the cops can't ask him anything?
He just wants to be on the offensive. He wants to be in control of the situation.
If this, not exactly the same thing, but if this was the grand jury, and you don't want to testify, as soon as you start talking, is that right? You can go, I plead the fifth. I have nothing to say. And then if they just by accident get them to say something, all of a sudden the doors are open and now they can. Your Fifth Amendment's gone.
Well, I mean, you have the right to invoke whenever you want to. But you're right. If you just spontaneously start saying things, that comes in.
Anybody ever die?
I was going to say, you have the right to remain silent, but it has to be self-imposed.
And you have to do it.
Yes, exactly.
I have the right to remain silent. Now let me ask you something else.
Not that I know of.
Well, you need to do
your
homework.
I've never seen anyone that's died. Have you ever seen anyone?
Can I speak to your sergeant?
Huh?
Can I speak to your sergeant?
Sure. When we get all this taken care of, you can speak with anybody you want to.
So you give a taser on me for what, walking down the road?
No, sir. I just explained to you why. We're investigating a crime.
Uh-huh. So you pull a taser on me because I ask if I'm being detained.
Yes,
so what's
sir.
My attorney going to say about that whenever you pulled your taser
I don't
up?
Know what your attorney's going to say.
Yeah.
Do you know
him and her. Okay. Do you know who Rawson Matthews is out of Fort Worth?
Nope, have no idea.
Okay, well, you will. Okay. Are you with the Louisville Police Department?
Yes, sir.
I do not consent to your quizzical attitude. You with Louisville? Let's see on that silent car right there. See his patch right here? His badge. I'm not sure, but I think it says Louisville on the end of my taser.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play the rest of this stuff for you off the air, but I'll play the last clip. The cops go and find the witness.
Okay.
Drive the witness by. They look. They go, no, that's not him.
Okay.
Give him his ID back. The witness said it wasn't you. You're free to go.
All right.
All this could have been taken care of in a course of, like you said, maybe a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Had he just said, hey, officer, what's going on?
Sure.
Then they let him go, and he loses all of it.
Okay.
Here's your ID back. The people that jumped sir by as a witness said you weren't the person, okay? Appreciate the time.
Dude, right? What the hell, man? Hey. You gave me all that grief?
We didn't give you
anything. Man, y'all some punks, man.
Hey, Jason.
No, dude, that's wrong, man. Hey, that's wrong. Shame on you, man. Shame on you. So you got a guy that now shows that.
And they're walking away at this point.
Right.
And he's following them. They're getting in the cars. He's still hollering at them. They drive off. So what does he do? He chases them down the street.
Look, they're trying to go out the back way.
Then he finally gets to the red light where the cops are stopped.
Yeah.
And he's just screaming at them through the...
Right.
On the corner. And then the cops drive off. And he just starts screaming at traffic.
Woo! Freedom! Woo! We ain't just going to preach. We're going to teach. Busted! Y'all straight up busted, man. You're busted.
And I still missed what.
Both of y'all.
How he owned them. Because it says that on the YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
Louisville cop points a taser and then gets owned.
These guys right. pull me over here.
Now he's just screaming at traffic.
Okay.
Peace.
Oh.
These police pulled me over here. I had my video camera. They left me alone. I wasn't even doing nothing. These poor chops. Police over here.
And the last thing I'll tell you before we break.
All right.
This Jason Waite guy sent this video to Steve Eager at Fox 4.
Okay.
And Steve posted it, I think, just on his own personal blog. I don't think they aired any of it.
Okay.
And Steve didn't really bag on him. He goes, just kind of make your own decision on this one.
Sure.
And then obviously we get the audio. We play it. It gets back to Jason C. Waite. And then the next day on his website, he's targeting two people that are now being warned.
Okay.
Steve Eager and me.
Oh.
Mornings on 1190.
Nicely done.
Thank you. It's almost 8 o'clock or it's after. I can't tell because I wasn't watching the clock there here on Monday morning on the mighty 1190. And then shut up, Alfie. I will be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yahoo! 409, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Let's get started off. Fort Worth, southbound 35, Debbie, right at Northside Drive. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Long Avenue. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at East Loop 820. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Collins Street. Into Arlington, a big one. Southbound 360, right at Arkansas Lane. Got an accident there blocking pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back in Post and Paddock. About an hour delay through it. Into Dallas now, southbound Spur 408, right at I-20. Got a car on fire blocking the ramp to go eastbound. Traffic there is backed up back from Keast. And finally, in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the Zang Curve. The two left lanes there are blocked. There's a mattress out there from an earlier accident. Traffic is backed up, also back from Keast. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by... what is it brought to you by? Oh, yeah, it's brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight and cold. It'll get down to 32. Tomorrow,
sunny.
Do you
want your snowman graphic up?
Yes, all snowman.
Right. It's up.
Tomorrow, sunny, a high around 55, and Sunday night, there is a chance for flurries. So make sure you buy all your water, get all your canned goods and all that sort of stuff.
Take the heed from the Department of Public Safety with a warning they sent out yesterday.
That's right. Make sure you're ready for winter weather. In North Texas.
That was their advisory. Winter is coming.
Brace yourselves.
It's going to come hard like the thunder. My glory.
Right now, 40 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah, the whole broadcasting on 1190. Kibler asked me about it a couple of months ago. What do you think about this? I'm like, that's fine. Thanks, Joe. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that much about it. Okay. Then I start getting emails as they're getting closer to their big launch. Whoever the program director, they've got a program director in Houston that's helping them, that works with Clear Channel.
Right.
They're helping them launch 1190. So I get an email. What is your format clock? I sent back 25 and 52.
That's accurate.
And then a couple more emails back and forth. Oh, I still didn't get your clock. 25. We break it 25 and 52.
And even then, that's a little loose. That's about as accurate as a political poll.
We get all the spots in between 3 and 7. That's all that matters.
That is true.
So I don't know if he was actually expecting me to draw. Yeah, most program directors like to see the actual images, you know, the round thing.
The diagram.
Okay, I have to show you where 25 is.
Yes.
And 52.
It looks like a really, really simple pie chart.
But yeah. They also want to see, you know, okay, at 25, what's next? And you see a little sliver on the pie chart of 10-second promo and then 15-second PSA spots and then whatever. All right, so your clock is what? 25 and 52. And then they have meetings and conference calls, and then somebody tells Chloe, all right, they're going to want 4 segments per hour for 4 hours. We do 2 segments per hour, which means I'd have to take each segment and divvy it up and just find a natural breaking point.
Yeah, because you can't just cut them in half. It's got to make sense.
And then throw in special 1190 bumpers, and here's what you get. I will hand you 2 segments per hour for 4 hours.
Not 4.
What?
Not 4?
What?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. And it was even worse because they were going through Klo. I went, they tell you what they wanted? He goes, yeah, they want 4 segments. 4 10-minute segments. I went, that's it? He goes, yeah. I went, that's not 4 hours. He goes, that's all they said they wanted. I went, I'll bet you they meant that's 4 10-minute segments per hour. He goes, that's not what they said. I don't know what they're going to run to stretch it out to for 4 hours. My guess is they want 4 segments. Then we got past all that. Everybody agreed. You're going to get 2 segments. Well, how would you suggest we do this? I went, all right. I've never programmed, but here are my thoughts. You take a segment, play commercials, and then play another segment. And then play commercials and another segment. And then just think, lather, rinse, repeat, and continue until you're out of segments.
Hopefully that'll get you close to 11.
I went, really? It's not that hard.
I think
just
that's
think
the
of
problem.
It like a segment commercial sandwich. Segments are the bread, commercials are the meat.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem is most most people are used to working in a more complicated way, whereas it's very clear cut, 2 segments. And for whatever reason, they can't wrap their brain around that. Even when we were...
Well, he got it. Chloe or Alfie or somebody, I heard him on a conference call, and they said, all right, he's only going to be able to give us 2 segments per hour. And he goes, okay, that's cool. I can work around that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know where the rest of this... And then the bumper issue came up.
Oh, God.
Because obviously, you'd have to have different bumpers for $11.90 than we have here on the Eagle. Well, we'll just run... you know, 1190 bumpers going back into your segment. Well, that's not that easy because we talk over the bumpers. So how you're going to go from a bumper to another bumper? If you want it to be seamless, we have to figure out a way. And they went through all these different ideas. And went, what about this? What about we use the voice guy we use on the Eagle and just have generic bumpers that don't mention the Eagle? They already know who they're listening to. It say it on their radio. I don't have to tell them. We never have to tell them. They know what station it's on. It shows up on almost every radio display.
Right.
Current with contemporary radios. Okay. Well, the guy that does a voice for the Eagle, he's only licensed for the Eagle, so I don't know if we could run him on 1190. So Deke, one of our production directors.
Yep.
They emailed him, hey, do you think Malcolm would do this? And Deke sent back, oh, hell yeah, he don't give a shit. You have to know Deke. It's kind of funny regardless. Deke is just one of those guys, really loves his job, loves being here, works his ass off, has days, hates the company, hates everybody, but still loves coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things of, you know, people get paid. If you use your voice to make money, you should be paid. And everybody thought, the Malcolm guy that does our voice work, that he was going to have a fit. And Deke jumped in and he goes, hey, don't give a sh**.
Deke is so cut and dry.
And Deke was right. Malcolm sent the generic. I said, all I need are two things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. We're back to the Russ Martin Show. And Malcolm sent me like 3 minutes of different takes on his own. Didn't get paid for it. And voice guys like to get paid.
Yes, they do. They don't typically do that for free. And by typically, I mean pretty much never.
I'm sure at a certain point, he got tired of the thank you emails from me. Because he didn't have to, and he didn't have to do it right then. He could say, all right, I can get to this in a couple of weeks. Yeah, but I got to start cutting up the show now.
Right.
And if I got to jack with those bumpers
Mm-mm.
and piecing things together, I ain't going to be happy about that. I don't care what I promised Kelly Kipler, even though I promised if she made Alfie full-time, I would do anything to help with 1190.
It is so wonderful of you.
What does Alfie do? Complains about his extra hours.
Alfie.
I'm
really?
Not complaining, but...
Forgive him, Everett, for he does not know.
Bless you, my son.
He knows not what he does.
I can't hold him responsible. I'll just sit here and whistle and sing, always look on the bright side of life.
You always get him with the good Monty Pythons.
Look at that. Kenzie, you've been with the show for how many months now?
Almost a year.
You're already syndicated.
Congratulations.
Oh.
You can start listening to yourself on 1190 in the mornings. You know what AM radio is?
Yeah, but I'll be asleep.
What time do you get up?
Well, Mondays I have to get up early, so that never mind. I just now realized that.
If you want, I can move the show to later.
No, that's that's perfect.
I don't even like the fact that my voice is going to be on the air at 7 o'clock in the morning. That makes me tired.
Kinsey will be asleep, at least the real Kinsey will, but the syndicated Kinsey will still be getting admonished for smelling like smoke.
No, I'll be up. I have a 7 a.m. class on Mondays.
So see, you'll be able to go to class and tell everybody in the room, I'm on the radio right now.
And I don't smell like smoke.
All right, you don't. Smoky. And Kinsey, what does AM stand for? Put your phone down.
I don't have my phone.
What are you reaching for?
Nothing. Oh. I'm leaning. Stands for...
Oh, dear child.
Do you want me to help her?
No. All right. What does FM stand for?
Frequent? Frequency? Multitude.
Oh,
multitude. I don't know.
Frequency multi.
I don't know. Frequency something.
All of a sudden, she sounds like John Merrick. Everybody get that one?
Yup.
Mug. FM. Frequency modulation.
There you go.
Amplitude modulation.
That's what AM is.
There you go.
And what's the difference between FM and AM?
Oh, I have no idea.
College.
Wasn't
really? What does college have to do with it?
I used to think AM was just talk and FM was music. That's what I used to think.
Somebody your age would think that.
When I was younger, I used to think that.
But in the beginning, almost all music was AM. Then what, late 60s, early 70s? FM, the underground music, which I still don't know what that was.
Right. No one does.
That's what they played on FM. AM was still the king. 1190, when it was KLIF, that was Charlie and Harrigan in the mornings. That was Ron Chapman. I don't know which one he played, Charlie or Harrigan. And then he went on and took the format from KLIF, created KBIL. Kenzie, you should write some of this down. Somebody's going to ask you something about this one day.
I think she already.
You're getting a degree in radio.
I think she already passed those classes.
Yeah, I'm already almost there.
I already passed those. I don't have to remember a f-ing thing.
Nope. Not at all.
All I know is AM radio is talking. It must be on in the morning. Because it's I am. Okay.
Senioritis. You don't remember stuff when you're a senior.
I remember stuff. I'm a senior.
Oh, my God.
I remember more than you do.
Not that kind of senior.
Okay.
Not a discount senior.
Where was I? A chick asked me if I wanted a senior discount. I thought I was going to piss all over her counter.
No.
I forgot what I was. I can't. I meant to bring this up a few weeks ago and I spaced it.
Was it Luby's?
Good job, Dan.
Oh, man.
You leave Luby's out of this, Dan.
I like Luby's.
That's the only reason I didn't jump you. I gave you the face.
Yes, you did.
But I know that Everett loves Luby's.
Luby's is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny.
Where else do you go?
That's pretty much it.
God, this is a great first day on the 1190. I'm glad they let me call it the mighty 1190.
Yeah, this Luby's bit's going to rule.
And that's been everything for the past couple of weeks, is just getting everything together. Like, I finally sent out a mass email to everybody involved with the 1190 launch and went, I got to write something for my show. Because if I don't, then you won't have anything to carry on your station.
Right.
Unless you just want Rodney on all the time, talking about himself.
Which he can do.
Oh.
He'd be happy to. Good at it.
Yeah, the audio you want to play, we got about a minute or so.
Let me see if I got something that's a minute long.
Hang on. I caught Everett up on everything. The Jason C. Waite.
Right.
Yeah.
Posted on his website that Steve Eager and I had been warned.
Okay.
And right in the middle, we had Steve Eager on the air. And I went, do you have any idea what's going on with this guy? He goes, no. And all of a sudden, Jason's page changes and he apologizes to Steve Eager.
Really?
But still is pissed off at me because he thinks I'm sending out my minions to threaten him.
Now, why would he think that?
I don't know. I didn't. Well, I don't have to tell him to do anything.
No, I know. You will them.
They have their own. Yeah. Still contended that he was getting threats from our listeners.
Right.
I then made the allegations that I was a serial criminal and I'm using my charity money to cover up my criminal activities.
And?
And he called me an alleged drunk.
Alleged?
I told him, that's the first thing you take off that webpage. You take off a ledge or I'm suing you.
You did not drink all this time simply to be...
Oh, damage I've done to my liver? How dare you call me an alleged alcoholic?
Mm-hmm. You've earned that title.
Inaccurate and insulting.
I doubt he will understand the Jason C. Waite, the certified letter that he'll be getting from Tim Powers.
You mean since it's from a real attorney?
The attorneys that Jason has in Fort Worth, those are real.
Well, I'm assuming they are, but...
But somebody said it's...
It's like a call service.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of one of those? Kind of like a prepaid legal service?
Oh, yeah.
Some companies give it to their employees.
Right. No, I know what you're talking about.
That's who Jason Waite was referring to.
Okay.
My attorney's them and that.
From there...
They're going to want to know about all this. You're going to be on YouTube. So I emailed Chief Kerbo in Louisville. I said, any comments on this bonehead, insights, thoughts, whatever? He said, paraphrasing, because I'm glad the video exists. It shows that our officers are open to communication.
Right.
And are dedicated to their service to the citizens of Louisville.
Perfect.
I sent back, I still think he's a bonehead. I will not say what Chief Kerbo said. Are we late?
Yes.
All day.
Damn, we ain't going to make it till 11.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Community Coffee. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound Spur 408, right at I-20. All lanes there are now open. Traffic is still backed up, though, back from Keyes Boulevard. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the Zang Curve. The two left lanes there are still blocked by some mattress left over from an earlier accident. Traffic there also backed up back from Keyes Boulevard. Moving into Arlington, southbound 360, right at Arkansas Lane. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up real bad all the way back from Trinity Boulevard. Still about a half-hour delay through it. In Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at East Loop 820, got an accident blocking the right lane. This one involving an overturned vehicle. Traffic's backed up back to Collins Street. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Northside Drive, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Long Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear tonight and cold. A low of 32, then tomorrow sunny, and a high of 55. Right now, 40 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, since Everett's caught up on it. Dan, did you even try pulling up the Jason Waite's website?
Not today.
I tried pulling it up.
I'm so sick of that little...
I'm just curious what the little prick has posted now.
He's still saying you're being warned.
What was that link you sent me a couple of days ago? I forgot to click on it. It said something about...
It's still up on his... he's now created a separate YouTube channel called The Real Batman, and... hang on, his pop-up ad is scrolling across. And in it, it's like a sort of a GIF generator of a talking Batman.
Got it.
And in the message, it's Batman saying, Russ Martin, you are warned. Same crap as he posted in a previous thing saying how you are using the foundation to cover up your illegal activities. And now you were warned and he...
You can get sued for accusing somebody of misappropriation of funds.
Yeah, if it's not true, it's slanderous.
Very much so.
But he's trying to hide behind the, I've heard rumors.
Right.
Well, you keep pushing it, you could be called into open court and reveal who your rumor sources are. You're not a journalist.
No.
Because even they get locked up.
Sure.
And then your sources, I do not consent to this. All right, how about do you consent to contempt of court? But if we lock you up with a bunch of well-endowed guys with no lube...
He also continues to bash on the Louisville Police Department, the officers that he thinks racially profiled him, in addition to calling them various stereotypical derogatory cop names. He also says, oh, but these are just the 1-3% that I hate. I love cops for the most part. And then he hashtags them with pigs and donuts and all that kind of crap. And then he also tries to align himself with the hacker group Anonymous, which clearly they don't give two S's about him, but he is claiming to be part of them, so he thinks that makes him cool.
So far, he doesn't really seem to get anything. Doesn't know anything about the law. Thinks he does. Mm-mm. Thinks he knows what his rights are on the street. Doesn't.
Nope.
And he also doesn't get the whole concept of being an anonymous. I'm an anonymous, but we know your name. That's like going into a bank wearing a ski mask, but wearing one of those hello stickers on your chest. Hello, I am John C. Waite.
So, yeah.
He could just keep saying you're warned. What's going to happen? Because he's going to find out in detail what my wants are via Tim Powers, international attorney.
He is international.
Jesus, if you practice law in Dubai.
He's a jet setter.
Yeah, that's overseas. And that's another nation.
Yeah.
Says the simple area attorney.
Yes. But who am I to say? I merely practice in Texas.
So I'm sure the Jason Waite guy thought, well, what can they say about me on the radio? Okay.
Hi, it's me again, Luke Bryan from the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Don't forget our Sunday mega sale on Jason Waite brand products. Try out Jason Waite butt wipes. Each one of these soft butt wipes is emblazoned with the face of Jason Waite. Do you not consent to having your butt covered in nasty, stinky old doo-doo? Well, fear not. Jason Waite brand butt wipes are super effective at cleaning up your duty. But that's not all. Just like the real Jason Waite, these butt wipes will devour up urine, cat, dog, and baby duty. And they even work great at cleaning up dirty sand cheeses. Need to pee but can't stop what you're doing? Jason Waite is here to help with a Jason Waite portable urinal. Each portable urinal is shaped like Jason Waite's stupid fat head. You can experience the joy of peeing directly into Jason Waite's gaping maw. And just like the real Jason Waite, each portable urinal can hold up to 1.33 liters of smoking hot urine. Order before 3 p.m. on Sunday and get 2 for 1. That's the kind of hot deals you only get on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local TV listings for details.
I'm starting to wish you really had a network.
I am too. I wouldn't turn down that money.
And out of all the spots that Dan cut for his shopping network, all of them, he had just one outtake.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Dan's a pro.
He couldn't get out the, what was it?
The gaping maw. Because the first time because it was getting close to showtime and I had to cut these and I wanted to make sure I got them done quickly. And there's just one that just, I couldn't quite get through that first cold read.
You can experience the joy of peeing directly into Jason Waite's gaping maw. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
It's important to reset.
Okay, I got to play this one forever. Then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know about the series of books, Go the F to Sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, yes. Read one. He didn't write it, but he voiced the first one. Then there's a follow-up. Bryan Cranston did one. The Cranston one is short. I'll play that for you.
The bunnies are munching on carrots. The lambs nibble grasses and bleat. I know you're too hungry to reason with, but you have to f***ing eat. Oh, now you're hungry. Tough it, kitchen's closed. Have some warm milk for me, a scotch, neat. Pancakes, yeah, right. It's bedtime, child. It's too goddamn late now to eat.
Very nice.
And then?
All country stars live in dreamland. The Garth is my choice for a chug. I'm CMA Entertainer of the Year. Why is it so hard to get a f***ing hug? The big stars fly high above the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. Some choose to play electric, some play unplugged. But for real, man, why can't I get f***ing hugged? Country music is supposed to be a family. Fans know we need love and they amply supply. A hug is really nice, I think we all agree. All I'm saying is, I'm Luke Bryan. Hi.
All right. That wraps up that entire thing. You ready for news or you got audio?
I'm ready for news. And actually, let me throw this out. We didn't really talk about it on the air, I don't think. Kim Kardashian's new nude pictures in some stupid magazine that I'm not going to
name. I looked at one of those pictures. I think it's just called Paper?
I wasn't saying it on purpose.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
I looked at it online, and they showed one of her untouched butt shots.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Captain Obvious. That's a big ass.
It is.
I mean, a disproportionate ass.
Very.
Her waist looks normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, there's this explosion of ass.
Yes.
But she wants to show it to everybody.
Yeah. In promoting this, this new cover for this magazine, they had the hashtag break the internet, Kim Kardashian, all this crap, because once again, she shows no worth. So,
what does that mean? Break the internet?
Metaphorically, just be like, oh, it's this photo is so popular, it's all anyone could discuss.
I know yesterday on the entertainment shows, the extra Access Hollywood, whatever, they kept covering it over and over. I went, I've seen this chick's ass enough. It's huge. I'll have no part of it.
Yeah. Well, in addition to that, to the butt photo, there's also the one with the champagne and the glass. It's standing on her butt. But then also there's one of her outright full frontal in the magazine.
Right.
But it's weird, though, because Cut 8, a few years ago, Kim did a different pictorial for W Magazine where she thought they were going to cover her up, and they didn't.
Mom, have you seen my cover? I feel so taken advantage.
This is Courtney.
This is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
This is on their show, Keeping Up with the Horse, after she realized that they didn't cover her up the way she said that they told her they would.
She who?
Kim Kardashian.
Okay, because it sounds like a little girl saying, have you seen my cover?
Yeah, that's Kim Kardashian.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Mom, have you seen my cover? I feel so taken advantage of. They promised me I'd be fully covered. Did you see the inside?
Why did not you wear clothes?
She thought that they were going to cover her up.
We want you to take off all your clothes, but we're not going to take any pictures of that. I mean,
oh,
really?
We'll take pictures, but we will put certain things over your naughty bits.
Yeah.
Or not.
Where are all the things that, where's all the covers for the naughty bits? Oh, they're all over Kanye.
Just, I'm never getting naked again. Like, whoever's running my is up and I'm going to fire everyone. Like, seriously, I am so mad. I've come so far to go back like this. It really upsets me, Mom. Do something.
It's really hard for me to kind of see these images.
I just don't feel comfortable with this.
I obviously knew what I was getting.
I'm going to have to release a sex tape. Was this before or after the sex tape?
This is after the sex tape. She got famous because of the sex tape.
Okay, well, I did. I'm going to guess there was a contract or something. You don't just do a photo shoot and go, all right, here I am. Take pictures, whatever you need. You cover it up, yeah?
Yeah, but here's the problem. She's stupid.
Okay, that's fine.
Myself into, I was posing nude, but the whole concept to me was that nothing was going to be seen. I don't want people to be like, oh, she's good for us, you know, being naked.
What magazine was it?
W Magazine.
Well-respected.
I'm curious to know what else she thinks she's good for.
I don't know. I'm thinking, all right, was she nude on the cover?
She was. Although on the cover they had bars with text covering her up.
Well, and that's what I would have expected. Okay, we're going to put you on the cover. Obviously, we don't have any nudity on the cover, so we're going to shoot these nude shots, and then we'll just put graphics in the right places, and nobody will see that nasty snatch or those cans.
Mm-hmm.
Your butt, we're not really sure where to put that.
Maybe warehouse it across town.
We may have to go. We may have to go this one issue from a magazine to hardback, just to get it in there.
Makes sense.
So did they use the full nudity shots inside the magazine?
Yes, they did.
And she just didn't understand. Mom, fix it.
I'm firing people. Did you read? Well, if you got an attorney that goes through stuff, I guess you could fire them.
She can, but ultimately, I mean, her mom is her manager, so if...
If you're that worried about it, wear pasties or something, and then whatever, something big enough to cover up that triangle thing that you let everybody into.
Right. So here... Yes? So here you had, a couple of years ago, she's complaining about
Mama,
this
Mama, too
photo
many
spread.
Guys are getting in and out. Baby, we're going to have to just put a turnstile down there. Somebody to punch tickets. Or get you one of them people that hangs out under bridges.
A poon troll?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what, Dan?
So then this week it all comes out that she's deciding she's going to do nudity again. So I guess she came to grips with it from the last time she had this outburst.
She posts pictures of her ass. Maybe she doesn't mind the ass. I don't know. Has she ever done selfies of the front on...
Not,
social media?
Not nude, no.
I don't know why she's so proud of that ass. Does anybody else, Kris Jenner, that's mom, right?
Yes.
She got a big ass?
I don't think, not like her, no.
Well, I know Kardashian just had a kid, but she's always kind of had that.
It's always been there. Yeah, this is not a new thing.
I don't hate the Kardashians like you do. I just have no interest. She's pretty in the face. Her choices, other things, I'm not thrilled about, but I really couldn't care less.
I actually like hearing her cry.
Alfie, the guy that's been on hold for 15 minutes, what does he want?
He's calling about Jason Waite.
Oh. Yes, Vincent. Vincent, what did he want?
He was saying that he's been, he was one of the people who was trolling Jason Waite over the past couple weeks.
This Vincent guy?
Yes.
And?
He said that all that Jason Waite ever responds with is the same stupid video again and again and again.
Same video of the Louisville cops?
Yeah, and any of the stupid YouTube videos that he produces. Basically just links back to his own website.
It makes sense, because anytime he posts anything, like on Facebook, he's the first person to like it and the first and usually only person to comment.
And if you look at his YouTube channel,
right,
I'd say 99.5% of the people making comments are calling him a buffoon. And Dan pointed out.
And the other half percent.
Did you notice that he responds to each and every one of those comments?
And he's the other half percent. So you have 99.5% saying, you idiot. And he's the half that's going, no, I'm not. Here's why. I know my rights. Yeah, and he does. He responds to each and every single one of them.
You're not understanding that I'm educating you people on what your rights are. Well, you have rights, but if the cops think you're a suspect and you won't tell them anything, I think they can go ahead and haul you down for questioning.
Absolutely.
And then, if you still refuse to answer, they can hold you for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And that ain't, if you want out, you're going to have to call Big Bubba.
And Dan's, oh, yeah.
Dan's already talked to Big Bubba. He don't take calls from John. Jason Waite.
Not this guy. You got it's Denton County. You got plenty of other business to keep you busy. You don't need this twerp.
Sure.
And not only ate up 26 minutes, that's how long the video was, of manpower from Louisville.
Right.
I think it was up to three or four cops.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. When they could have been looking for the actual suspect.
Right. You guys gave me all this grief? We didn't give you anything. You invited to grief. It would be rude for us not to accept.
Could have been over within a minute.
Yeah.
They got owned. Well, so far, the city manager, the mayor, and the chief of police are happy with the actions of the officers.
And you're the idiot chasing traffic.
Barking at cars.
Biting at the wind.
Screaming like he had just accomplished.
Yeah, you think he just
something of magnitude. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, you would think he just single-handedly had retaken Fallujah.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
No, dude.
Freedom! Dude, I don't know the name of the movie. I know it's Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Quit it with that one.
Yeah.
We're not gonna teach, we're going to preach, or whatever the phrase was, as he's running down the street in his maniacal fashion.
Yeah.
I'm going to go catch these cars. I think they outran you. Well, there are more coming. I can bark at them for a while. I really think if you gave this audio to a therapist and just said, hey, we're a friend of the family. We're thinking about locking him up.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You'd be in for at least an 8 to 12-day evaluation.
There's a diagnosis afoot.
And with him, you know there are going to be a bunch of weekend follow-ups. We got time for one more. Why don't you do birthdays?
Oh, I can do that.
Good, because I have to cut that out of the show for 11:90.
Okay.
Unless you can do Monday birthdays at the same time, and I can cut those out.
I didn't even think about that. I can start pulling the next day's birthdays if you want.
Yeah. I just read them both and I'll edit it.
So when I could do today is Friday, then I just back it with, all right, today's Friday.
Right. Well, great. Now I got to cut out that you just said today's Friday. Now I got to cut out that I just said it.
What about it being Friday?
This 11:90 thing rebroadcast is not going to work out well for me. I am not giving the time. Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ.
Our birthdays.
Today is November 2014.
got most of it.
Yeah. Birthdays today. Travis Barker from Blink-182 is 39. Josh Duhamel from Transformers is 42. Janine Lindemulder is 46. Porn star.
She got a bunch of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. She was in Eager Beaver. Janine's been blackmailed. And Fire in the Hole. Also, Patrick Warburton turns 50. Putty on Seinfeld, as well as Joe on Family Guy. Also The Tick. Laura San Giacomo, 52. Condoleezza Rice is 60. Yanni also turned 60. James Young from Styx is 65. Prince Charles is 66. And former UN Secretary General Boutros Ghali is 92. I mentioned it before. What?
Nothing.
No.
They just say Prince Charles. You have to think about him, where he lives.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
You were going to say something.
I said I mentioned it before, but it bears repeating again. Unusual cold for November will again be the main story for much of the country.
Alfie, can I have the special graphic for the video stream? Yes. Give me the other one. I like the bold one that Channel 4 would use. There you go.
That's
go ahead, Dan.
All right. While a sprawling winter storm wallops portions of the West, another cold front could come to North Texas on Sunday, possibly bringing light rain and flurries.
That's Sunday of next week, because today is Monday morning.
Yes. Or light snow in the evening. Temperatures for North Texas warm up a bit and hit the 60s by Wednesday.
Which is 2 days from now.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, it's We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
506, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Hyundai Blue Link. A whole lot going on. Most of it's in Dallas. We'll start there. North on I-35, right at Zang Boulevard. All lanes there are now open. That mattress there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back to Keys Boulevard. Also in Dallas, north on I-35, just after Royal, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Walnut Hill. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, just after Mockingbird, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. And in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at East Loop 820, got an accident involving an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from 360, about a half-hour delay through that. And the big one in Waxahachie, northbound I-35E between Highway 77 and Rogers Street, FM 66. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still completely stopped, though, all the way back from FM 329. It's going to be like that pretty much for the rest of the evening. Right now, it's about a half-hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Clear tonight, 32 for low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 55. Right now, 40 degrees. 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You know that's me and Mike Mraz playing that?
Wow, that's cool.
Right. All right, nobody believed it.
Who did the drums?
That was a karaoke track.
I was trying to go with it, man.
No, I just nobody in the room bought it.
I was trying, man.
Oh, well, that was giving me grief. Have I sunk that low?
Oof.
You know, something we didn't think about, and I don't know why. The Christmas play. Since we're struggling with, we have the elements, we just can't put it into a storyline.
Right.
We could let Everett look at it. He's written a couple plays that theaters in North Texas have actually done.
And won awards.
Did you win an award?
Won a couple of awards.
What'd you win?
I won an international award through Writer's Digest for one of my plays, and then I won a local award. As well.
Well, that's pretty impressive. How come you didn't tell anybody? Obviously, you told Dan.
I don't know. I just not something you go around
You're
telling
not
folks.
Braggartly?
No, I mean, no point.
You think you could help us with ours?
I'd be glad to give it a look. I mean, no promises, but yeah, sure, send it to me.
Alfie, you have it in a PDF?
I can send it to him here in a second.
Send it to me. You have final draft.
Yes, I do.
Send it to me in final draft.
Why can't he just print it out and hand it to you? Or is that too antiquated?
Well, because if he sends it to me in final draft, I can edit what he has.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the way we edit is we just liquid paper and pencil.
Well, that's good, too.
I say let Everett have his methods. He's technically the professional.
Okay. Well, and yeah, by the way, nothing's there are no off limits. We're stealing from everything.
Okay, good.
Charlie Brown Christmas, we're stealing from City Slickers.
Mm-hmm.
Three Wise Men is, we pick the deep black voice, Rufus.
Okay.
The other one is Luke Bryan.
All right.
I am a wise man.
When do you need it by?
And the other one is the Aardvark from the cartoon, Anthony Aardvark.
Okay.
Can we stop fans?
I like it.
Everett's already judging.
No, I like it. I'm just wondering why you need me. It sounds like you got it worked out.
Because you can't just start with play. We even thought about stealing from Family Guy. Oh, the power went out. Russ, tell us the birth of Christ.
Hey, if it works, it gets us into it.
I think we could steal from people with better storylines.
Ah.
What do you got, Alfie? Who's on one?
Guy on line one's kind of upset at you.
Good. Yes, Chris.
Yeah, boss man.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you thanks for nothing, you jerk. I've had that stupid crash test dummy song stuck in my head since yesterday. I'm like driving down the road and I find myself humming it.
Mm-hmm. I said I hated it.
I know, but you had to bring it up, didn't you? You just reminded all of us of
Dan,
that song, and now we can't forget it.
Dan actually was the one that brought it up. I brought it up. Yeah, You're the one that started singing it.
Well, yeah, because I couldn't help it.
What other songs do you hate so I know what to stay away from?
Man, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, but that one is at the top. I'm now driving down the road, and I start humming the thing. Oh.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but we...
And this doesn't build up to... You know, it's not like November Rain. That kind of builds up.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It takes 4.5 minutes
or to get Stairway
there.
To Heaven.
Right.
This is just kind of...
That it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
I don't know how many albums they sold, but... There was some guy sitting on hold yesterday. We never took the call. He goes, hey, well, they sold 10 million albums.
What? I don't know about that.
Sounds like a lot.
That's why I didn't take the call. And they had nothing else, right?
Not that I recall.
I don't get how bands like that can tour. We were talking about that yesterday. Like Don't Tell Me. You think after 10 years I could remember it. One of the anniversary parties at Live 105.3. RMS band played, and then those three guys closed, and they did the Blister in the Sun.
Yes. Band name?
The three...
Mm-mm.
Two...
If you need me to, I can, I'll mime it out. I'll do a little charade.
All right.
All right.
First word. Punch.
Second word.
Yeah. Punch wrist. Punch foot. Punch, limp,
mm-hmm.
Limp biscuit.
Oh.
Punch and limp biscuits.
No.
Who was it?
Violent Femmes.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have gotten that one. They got that one song. What else do you do?
A lot of bands like that, though. What amazes me is that they come back and do tours 20 years later. They're back together to play that one song and tour.
And Gavin booked them. You were there that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, oh, I've been all over.
We walked out after the RMS band played.
Right.
To go see the Violent Femmes.
Yes.
Man, it was... Do you remember not being able to see people?
Yes.
It was a rough crowd that night.
Yeah. It was roomy, though.
It was nice and airy. I'd like to go to concerts like that. I just wish there had been somebody there to see.
Love that band.
The Violent Femmes?
Yeah.
What else do you like other than that Blister in the Sun?
I don't remember what it's called, but that whole album that song's on is good.
How many times have you seen him in concert?
I've never seen him.
Thank you.
But I've heard him. I didn't even know they were still touring. But
you were with everybody else that night.
That whole album is really good.
That's the only song I know is the Blister in the Sun.
Look up the other songs on that album.
I don't really want to. I don't like them. I'm not going to buy it.
Okay, then don't.
You don't want to listen to any of my stuff?
She's still mad about Smelling Like Smoke.
What stuff? Everett won't stop bringing it up. What?
I let it go. I didn't say. I know. I don't smell smoke anymore. It's dissipated.
I know. It's Everett.
But when you came in, you smell like a forest fire.
Why are we still talking about this?
Because Everett brought it up and you're speaking too loudly at me.
Well, I.
Now, we're not talking music again until you go and get some Buck Owens. That we'll probably be playing later this morning here on 1190.
Where it's Monday.
Buck Owens is country, Kenzie.
Okay.
Do you like any country?
Absolutely not.
And you don't like anal?
No.
Which do you like more?
Or which do you hate more?
None.
Okay. What if, who's the guy that Kenzie's got the hots for on Kiss?
McCray.
Yeah. What if McCray was into anal?
Nope.
Would you date him if he liked country music?
I've dated boys that like country music, so yeah. Mm. We're just not listening it when we're in the car. Because I'm driving.
Would you do anal with Rob Zombie? Wow.
Probably.
Look,
man.
Who's got the loose a-hole.
Only one, though.
One what?
Like the only, that's the only person. Like
oh,
only
okay.
Only one, only person.
Nobody from Gwar?
No.
What about the Toadies?
No.
Bowling.
Burt McCracken, lead singer of The Used.
The Used?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something kids are into.
They've been around for like decades.
What about Corey Taylor?
Yes. Good one.
I knew it.
The analyst grows.
Look at you. You're an analyst. Who's Corey Taylor?
Lead singer of Slipknot.
Oh.
And Stone Sour.
So why is it you'll let some people back there and some not?
Well, those are celebrities. I mean, if that's the only thing, I would just have to go with it because I love them. So I have no other choice, but I have to get that moment. So if Corey's like, hey.
Do you understand what you're saying about yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Loud.
I do. If Corey Taylor walked up to me and was like, hey, let's do this. I like you. Okay, cool. Let's go.
You'd do it with somebody you had no relationship with. You just met him.
Absolutely.
And you're worried about the stuff I say to you on the air, and you're worried about what your mom is going to say to me?
If they're famous.
She's going, but my mom's not going to believe you said that to me. Then she gets on the air, hey, I'll let celebrities me in the ass.
Everybody has a list.
What does being a celebrity have to do with anything about one of the most intimate acts you'll ever...
It's a joke. Everybody has a list. Like, you
it's
would
not
sleep
a
with
joke.
This person.
You said that you'd have ass sex with Corey Feldman.
Dan, name one female celebrity that you think is attractive.
It.
Just yeah, name one.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, back in the day when you were in high school, whatever, maybe older, if Jennifer Aniston, if you're sitting around with your buddies and they're like, hey man, what if Jennifer walked up to this bar right now? Would you sleep with her? You'd be like, hell yeah. Would
oh,
you not?
So, did you? Well, why ask him the question if you're going to answer it?
But the difference is, Kenzie, the difference is, as a guy, it doesn't matter that she's a celebrity. All that matters is that she's attractive.
But see, but everyone has that list of celebrities. Will somebody please call in and back me up on this?
You will.
Everybody has a list
of celebrities. You're too loud. You got to get a control of yourself.
You're irritating me.
You know what? This
all
is
day.
My... Shut up. This is my show. You get irritated. Here's what you do. You can get up. And that door goes outside. You know how it works?
Oh, I wasn't really irritated.
No, you're pissing me off because you don't know when to shut up.
You were asking me questions.
You won't shut up. That's why I don't have kids. If you were my kid, you'd have
One of those big sticky pole things. Coat hanger marks all over your forehead.
That might have been much.
What?
The coat hangers.
Well, I would wait till she was born.
Abraham Lincoln was a celebrity. If he was still alive, would he make
the list? She's not going to talk to you now. She's pissed off. Oh. We go through this. She F's up. She won't shut up. Finally, you have to call her on it. Then she won't talk to anybody. She's going to sit there like a bump on a pickle. You pickle bump. Can you see me right now? Mm. Worst kid I've ever had. I'm going to drop you off at the fire station tonight. See, she won't talk. Try saying anything to her.
Hi, Kinsey. No, you're right. She won't say anything.
I just did.
Oh.
But I was told to not talk, so I'm not mad.
You don't know how to maintain a volume. You ever notice when I get loud, I back away from the mic? Now, would you do anal with Abraham Lincoln?
I'm done with this bit. No.
Well, I'm not.
I'm just trying to define the parameters of your celebrity anal list. Abraham Lincoln was a celebrity.
So you wouldn't have anal with a president?
Does it have to be a rock star celebrity? She's back to the not talking thing.
Oh, she can be back. I'll tell you what, I'll answer for her.
I don't know what kind of rock star celebrity. I will answer any questions because I'm a Kenzie.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's a particular genre that you go in for anal sex with rock stars.
I don't know. Did Abraham Lincoln, did he play anything?
Well, no, he liked to go to plays, but
yeah,
that was kind of cut short.
That didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out very well, but I'm sure he would have enjoyed a good round of anal, perhaps prior to the show.
I think I could only do him if he grew a mustache. That beard with no mustache, that's ugly.
It
makes
what?
Him look like C. Everett Koop.
But you wouldn't be facing each other.
Yeah, he is the president. Would he take off the hat?
That I don't know. That's part of his shtick. Mm. I think he likes the hat.
Before he actually shot, would he give me a proclamation?
He might. He might hold this to be a truth that's self-evident.
Would he wait till you...
Oh, wow.
all right. Let's go back to news.
Okay.
Hang on. All right, no time check. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. Duncanville School District trustees rejected a teacher's letter of resignation, instead firing her for posting a racist profanity-laced tweet.
I just love that story. You will not resign. We will fire you.
Right.
Well, I think she posted some nasty tweet. Dan, we'll get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to resign. Not too late.
Mm-hmm. Benita Hegwood, an English teacher at Duncanville High School, released a statement Thursday saying that she wished to resign, but the district said it wasn't notified. The Duncanville ISD Board of Trustees received the letter during a special meeting Friday morning, but still unanimously voted to terminate her teaching contract. She came under fire last week for her comment on Twitter about the police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, when she tweeted, "Who the F made you dumb-ass crackers think I give a squat F about your opinions on my opinions regarding Ferguson? Kill yourselves." She said she was responding to others who attacked her. She said in her statement, "I allowed myself to respond emotionally and impulsively. My reaction in no way reflects the standards to which I have held myself and my students for the last 20 years of teaching. I accept full responsibility for my actions."
Well, how very wonderful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else tweeted it. I don't know. It's something you feel needs to be said. If I take full responsibility, although that's the obvious. You did it. So you don't get credit for taking full responsibility.
No, but a lot of times when something controversial is tweeted, the individual will say, "I was hacked."
Yeah.
Like Cole Beasley?
Yes.
Although he took full credit.
He did.
And let it ride.
Who's Cole Beasley?
Cole Beasley is the little white wide receiver on the Dallas Cowboys. And
oh, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know him, but I've seen him running around in the infield going,
"Here." Yeah.
"I'm over here."
He's usually the one when I'm watching the game, when he catches the ball, I tell him to fall down and not get hurt.
Yes.
Anyway, he had a fumble in last week's game. He took some heat on it from some fans on Twitter, to which he lashed out at some of them. What did he say, Everett?
Eat a
D.
Yes.
What did the Cowboys do?
I don't know if they did anything, it would be behind closed doors. I'm sure Coach Garrett or maybe Rich Dalrymple, the PR director for the Cowboys, said, hey, maybe let's not do that. But it's one of those things where I think he even said, he's like, what, one fumble in 3 years? And
right.
you people come out of the woodwork? Have fun from your couch.
What do you think you're going to get? It depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for more controversy, sure, tell them to eat a If you want all of a sudden to own up to it, yeah, I blew it. I feel bad. I let the fans down. I let the team down.
I don't think he's...
I'm gonna try my best not to do that again. How many people are going to jump on him after that?
The same ones.
Well, short of the obligatory death threats that you have to get. Oh, he owned up to everything. Said his fault. He must die.
That's the thing is, most people, like, it's the fake Twitter outrage or the fake social media controversy. No one really cares.
It's like Ahmed, the dead terrorist, is just trolling on the internet looking for people to threaten to kill. Oh, here's a guy that pulled a pregnant woman out of a burning car.
I kill you!
So did Beasley actually apologize for that?
Oh, no. That was the beauty of it. He just let it ride. He hasn't taken it down. It's just there. And he also posted maybe the best photobomb I've seen all year. Have you seen that?
I did see that. In London.
I explain a photobomb again.
The photobomb is when someone's taking a photo and then someone does something wacky or a gesture in the
background. Jump into it really quick?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So there was a photo of Jerry Jones, Rich Dalrymple, the Cowboys PR director, right. And Roger Goodell,
yeah.
The NFL commissioner, in a photo in London. And then little Cole Beasley and his bright hair, shaggy, just kind of pokes up over between their shoulders like, hey.
It's an awesome shot. Both in the same week. I'm like, man, this guy's...
He had a big week.
Yeah, he's rocking.
Is this guy... squirrely?
He's squirrely looking?
I don't mean gay squirrely.
No.
I mean, sounds like something... untoward is going on inside his head.
No, he's fine. He, I mean, he's a local kid. I think he went
SMU.
He went to SMU,
yeah.
And he went somewhere in the Metroplex, like north. I want to say like Little Elm or Salina, something like that for high school.
Is that supposed to make him not squirrely?
Well, I'm just telling
sounds
you
like
that.
Something's synaptically ain't clicking in his head. I'm gonna tell my fans to eat it.
Well, the ones that are giving him crap on Twitter for a fumble, sure. He should be allowed to defend himself.
Well, you could just say, I dropped it. I'm sorry. Like I said earlier, it depends on where you want this to go. If you're just trying to incite everybody, then you go, yeah, I dropped it on purpose. And I ain't going to catch another ball until one of you eats a bunch of eaters.
I think if I didn't see what people were saying to him to get that response out of him.
It's like he's gone to the Russ Martin School of Motivation. Hey, how do I win over my fans? Russ Martin, he's got the number one show. Obviously, he's learned how to bond with his listeners. So much so, they put him on 1190. So now I can people on both bands. I don't think you can sit under that bridge and get away from me.
Look at that. You got AM jokes.
Oh, I've been working on AM jokes all week. Hey, maybe I sit under this bridge. It'll be safe when I pull out. I'll wait on you. You all right, Kenzie? You want me to go buy you an album or something to make you feel better?
I'm fine. I wasn't not fine.
Would you like to have anal sex with McCree?
No.
It's McCray.
McCray?
No.
Billy the Kid?
No.
I don't really know that much about Billy sexually, but I bet he's into it. And Billy has tattoos. You like tattoos?
No.
I think it's just rock stars.
Billy's a rock star.
Yeah, he is.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
Billy's song, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Country Girl?
Mm-mm.
I'm not kidding.
I knew he had a song. I've never heard it, though.
Yeah, he did Country Girl, and he, which was a...
He had a whole album.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just heard Country Girl, sort of a hit, and then he followed it up with something else that didn't hit.
I think it was Drink You Away.
It's I Want to Be Famous for No Reason, or Rich for No Reason, something like that. He included lyrics in me about it. I made him take them out.
What?
I think it was a song kind of like about the Kardashians, just, I want to go to Hollywood and just make money for no reason because I'm not anybody.
Okay, yeah.
Said something about owning two Batmobiles and not having any talent. What, really? Do you want to play this game? Because I can write new songs every day.
Mm-hmm. So the two of you had a bit of a rap beef?
It was just a matter of, you going to take this out.
Did you guys battle?
We didn't have to. My threat's always, I'm going to hire somebody to come beat your ass. Because obviously, if you go, well, I'm going to beat your ass, I think Billy probably would kill me in about 22 seconds. And the 20 of those seconds would just be trying to keep me alive so he could hit me more.
Yeah.
That's why I always threaten. I'm too big and powerful now. I go out and beat up my own people. I got people to beat up people.
Yeah, you're far too busy.
Send some boys out in the car and take care of them. Or Big Stacy. Don't feed him for a day or two.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. That's a path of destruction.
Okay, we're late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care.
Mm-mm.
Alfie, do I want to tell you any of these before we break?
Maybe line 4.
Is it the Matt guy?
Yep.
Yes, Matthew.
Hey, boss. I think Kenzie's analogy was off from earlier when she was asking Dan about Jennifer Aniston. It can't just be, you can't just ask Dan if he would have sex with her. Of course he would. It would have to be Jennifer Aniston. You know, she would get down with Dan if Dan took like 5 minutes of a strap on.
Yeah, you're right. There's got to be some type of penalty or a fetish that Dan's not normally into.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to compare it anus to anus. So.
That is fair. That's a good point, Matt.
Thanks, boss.
All right. Damn, there's an apples oranges joke there someplace.
Either way, we know where they're both going.
So the strap on. Say Jennifer Aniston goes, hey, I got this strap on. Hmm.
How big is it?
Oh, let's say it's
Really, that's your first question?
Well, if it's Jennifer Aniston, I got the hots for her. I don't think I'd ever date her even if I was her type because she can't seem to hang on to men for a reason.
Right.
She's hung on to this current one for a while.
How long?
A couple years.
Wow.
She says she's happy.
I think she's just saying that because most of the media is saying she's not. I am too happy. Say a strap on about the size of a plantar.
A what?
A plantain?
Plantain.
Okay, that's totally different.
Not necessarily. Plantar, I think, is a clump of plantains.
Yes. Yes, it is.
See?
Okay.
Don't let us mess with me. I went to East Field.
Go Harvesters.
So if she wanted to get in the butt with a banana?
No.
All right.
Or a plantain?
No.
Or a plantar?
Definitely not a plantar.
Centaur?
I think he got worse.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
/5:42. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Hyundai Blue Link. Starting off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at West Loop 820. Got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go northbound. That has traffic kind of slow in the area. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, this time at East Loop 820. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up into Arlington, back from 360. Hey, Luke, it's going to... My name is Alfie. Hi, nice to meet you. Alfie Coy. All right. Thank you. It's Fort Worth. I don't know. Southbound Loop 820. Right at Martin Street. Got an accident there blocking the... I did see that. You rolled it right into the pond. Yep.
It was. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. We're...
A clown?
That would be awful. I'm sorry. Where were we? Northbound I-35, just after 6:35. In Dallas. I got an accident blocking the right shoulder. The traffic there's backed up back from Walnut Hill. Finally, in Plano, southbound 75, just before Park, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Legacy. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear and 32 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 55. Right now, 39 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't think I said anything bad about 1190 and their launch on Monday, did I?
No? Why?
I just checked my email. 324 Kelly Kipler, our vice president of
Texas.
That. I'm listening to you. You be nice to 1190.
Oh, that's just Kibler being Kibler.
Now she didn't follow it with, "You're my star attraction. You are my number one guy." And then there is, most people won't know this website. It's just allaccess.com. It's just radio schmuck stuff.
It's an industry magazine. Trade mag.
Oh, it's not even a magazine. I think it's just a website.
Well, yeah.
iHeartMedia to debut Talk Radio 1190 Dallas-Fort Worth. iHeartMedia Dallas-Fort Worth, otherwise known
as the Borg,
will launch KFXR AM Talk Radio 1190. Oh, I got a story. Remind me when I'm done with this.
Okay.
About using the word mindy.
Mindy.
Mighty.
Got it.
On Monday, November 17th, the station will deliver area up-to-date talk and news programming, airing local and Texas-based syndicated talk shows such as The Russ Martin Show, The Michael Berry Program, and The Matt Patrick Show. The Russ Martin Show will lead weekday morning. Click here to read rest of story. And, of course, Windows Mail has stopped working. It goes on to say... Russ Martin Show will air 7 to 11 with the cast, Dan O'Malley, Chloe Rayburn, Alfie Coy, and Kenzie, and they use her last name.
Nice. How about that?
I read that during the break. She don't look at me. She's still pissed. I made her a star, a syndicated star.
It's pretty cool.
Other interns do you think have picked up as much? Regardless of all the grief that you think you get. I'm trying to make you a better person and keeping guys with untoward thoughts out of your clam.
Thank you.
I think Kinsey misses one of the major tenets of the lessons that we're trying to teach her here with the whole celebrity thing is that don't place those people on a higher pedestal.
Yeah, they don't deserve it.
Who?
Like Rob Zombie. I know you love him and you appreciate it, but why should he be the one that gets to go where no one else gets to?
Because he's awesome.
So imagine then, what about the guy that maybe one day you might marry?
He can't go in there.
See? That's going to be a problem in your relationships.
Why would they, celebrity, get special dispensation to get into your hoo-ho?
Because they have superpowers.
They don't.
What superpowers do you think they have?
Rob Zombie can do anything in the world.
Yet he chooses to be vegan.
He kind of screwed up Halloween. I know you guys liked his version.
I liked it.
He did not screw anything up.
I didn't really like it.
It was amazing.
Well, plus it was a movie that didn't need to be remade.
No.
It was epic.
And you've seen both?
Yes, I have them both on DVD. I have everything he's ever touched on DVD or CD or book.
Okay, today may be the day that I shoot my computer. And I'm crapping you negative.
I get it.
Because now even just Windows Live Mail, I'm trying to open up that link so I can read the rest of the story on All Access.
Right.
Windows Mail has stopped working. Windows Explorer, Internet Explorer has stopped working. It's like whoever wrote the software, programmed all the software, it had to be Mandy.
Damn.
What?
All right. Where did you leave off? I got it pulled up. The Russ Martin Show will lead weekday mornings from 7 to 11 a.m., followed by Texas-based syndicated shows, hosts. Okay, you already mentioned all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're thrilled to bring this talk-intensive format to the DFW airwaves, said iHeartMedia Dallas-Fort Worth VP Programming Patrick Davis. We hope to evolve the news format to represent today's modern consumer.
Yeah, you picked the wrong morning show.
Fans can listen to the new Talk Radio 1190 on the station's website, 1190talkradio.com, as well as on iHeartRadio.com and the iHeartRadio mobile app, the all-in-one music streaming and digital radio service. Do we own All Access as well?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
If it's something that interests Clear Channel, they bought it. Like I said, either before or after our Halloween special, Clear Channel really is, they hate the term, but they really are like the Borg.
Why do they hate it so much? They know what they're doing.
It's not really, as far as attracting employees, you don't just go, hey, fill out this application. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. I don't know, but I know that they don't like it. But they really do function like the Borg. If you ever saw any Star Trek The Next Generation episodes with the Borg, if you didn't pose a threat, the Borg would walk right past you. Just like Clear Channel. If it's a radio station or company that poses no threat, they just walk past it. If they think there's going to be any type of competition, they buy it. Or as they say in corporate, assimilate it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why they would be so sensitive to it, because it goes back to the argument you'd always have with girlfriends, Russ. Don't be it. Don't get called it. Only you can change all of this.
Well, and you're never defensive about something that you're not. Like the smoking thing.
Yeah.
With Kenzie.
Oh yeah. God. You just say, hey, I didn't even bring Kenzie up. I just said, who smells like smoke? Everybody said Kenzie. And she got defensive.
Yeah. If you'd have said that to me, I'd have said, whatever, dude. I don't smoke. It wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with Kenzie, who smokes.
Dude, I'm going to slap you.
Hey, were you talking to Everett?
Yeah.
Okay, that was all right.
At least she's talking again. I like that.
Is the camera on, Everett?
Yes.
Okay, if you're going to slap him, don't miss it. We're not syndicated. Why? Okay.
It's a mix. I think it's
oh, yeah, I see what it says. A station will deliver the area up-to-date talk and news programming airing local and Texas-based syndicated talk shows such as The Russ Martin Show, The Michael Berry Program, and The Matt Patrick Show. I don't know any of those guys. I'm sure they're...
It's weird. It's
okay.
Our two afternoon guys are guys with first names.
Matt Patrick, Michael Berry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of the same way.
Actually, you're right. Man, that's it.
Maybe I need to change either my first or last name.
No, I don't think so. I think you would stand out.
I think I'm going to change my last name to ass. Because I've very seldom have I heard anybody use that as a first name.
No. I mean, my mother to my dad when I was little, before they got divorced, but...
Was that one of their bad names?
No, that was when she was pissed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that one day in the garage.
When she called him those ass?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
It was one of those, like, that's about all of the memory I can recall.
Oh.
I remember being in the garage... We had just gotten home. We're getting out of the car. They were fighting, and she called him an S-ass.
Hmm.
And that's where the memory stops. I'm going to guess it's selective, because after that, I'm sure it was just all, you know, happiness.
Well, it was probably just really shocking to hear that sort of language.
Well, it was also the first time. No, the language wasn't anything new. It was the combination of two curse words.
Oh, okay.
That was new.
I always liked that.
That was a new thing for me. That's why I remembered it. I mean, my... Mother dog cussing my dad was nothing new.
Oh, okay.
Everett had pet names for Valerie, like "Don't shoot me." Everett's favorite sexual position was dodge and weave.
Yeah, it was a complicated relationship.
Well, at least she was into trying new stuff.
Yeah. All right, so what was the story about Mighty?
I asked Kibler when all of this started, I went, are you guys going to go back and call it the Mighty 1190?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it was in the 60s and the 70s when the call letters were different. But it's the same frequency.
Right.
And I thought they were. And then all of a sudden I start seeing the releases or the just the artwork that just says talk radio 1190 AM.
Right.
I sent back to her and went, pussy. Well, we think another company still owns the word for the market, so we can't use it. But I'll check. So she checks with legal. She sends me back all the legalese that she got. Well, there's a station in Texas that used the Mighty 1090 and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, just a bunch of crap.
Oh, so they just did like a legal entertainment search for the word Mighty.
And they said, so we think using the word Mighty, the risk is minimal. I sent back to her and went, well, that's good that they checked on it, since Don Davis has been calling this the Mighty Eagle for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys not keep track of any of that? I don't know if we can use Mighty. I think we can.
We have.
Maybe it sounds too old school to call it the Mighty 1190.
I don't think so. Kenzie, does it sound old if you call the station Mighty 1190?
Uh-uh.
See? There you go.
Sounds like superheroes.
Yeah. Sorry. Not really sure where that came from.
So everything begins today, Monday, here. The Mighty 1190.
Very exciting.
Alfie, do I want to take any of those?
People have been calling with the same question guy on line 3 has.
Okay. Do they know not to do time checks?
No.
You have to add that to your...
Yes.
Process.
No time checks, no good afternoon, no good morning. Otherwise, I got to edit all that out.
Just tell them not even to say hi.
Hello, Mark, to radio.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Just got in the car to go home and turn the radio on, and it sounded like y'all aren't going to be on the Eagle anymore after today.
No, we'll still be here.
Oh, awesome.
I could have lied to you and stretched it out, but you and me are kind of like that.
Awesome. That's all I need to know, man.
They're just going to rebroadcast the show the next day on 1190. So you can listen to it in the morning if you want.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Will you do that?
I'll do it.
Okay. Have a good morning.
All right. You do the same.
This is actually a rare opportunity because, you know, we always make fun of the listeners that listen. I'm going to rephrase. We have the good listeners, the ones with jobs that typically don't get in a car until after 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go to their job in the morning, they can catch the first couple hours that they miss.
Well, and he was coming home, obviously, from the graveyard shift.
Yes.
So yeah, it's nice to get those people, too.
Yeah, morning now on Monday. Whew. Ah. Man, it must be close to 10 o'clock. I don't know because I haven't kept track.
If only we had a clock.
Well, we have a clock, but it ain't set to...
It's not set to morning time.
It ain't set to Tuesday. So, I'm actually anxious, not because of us, but now they're finally tagging the frequency, and they're going to do something with it, because management before Kibler just said, you know, just sell all the airtime and just, you know, make money off of it somehow. And Kibler finally said, It's a frequency that covers North Texas. Why don't we do something responsible with it?
Makes sense. Well, they can't all be home runs.
We must be responsible. Who will do mornings? Yeah, let's put that Russ Martin show on. Because they will deliver the area with up-to-date talk and news programming.
For today's modern consumer.
While they try to talk their assistant into anal sex.
With non-celebrities. Admitting to having smoked.
How's that on your drive to work this morning? Hmm? Did you want to talk about anal sex?
Oh, God.
On AM radio.
Responsible.
Let's see, nothing wrong. I'll take this one. Kenzie, this chick's on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Radio down, mouth open.
Mouth open.
Talk. Talk radio 1190.
What's up? I just wanted to...
You're killing my show.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Whole lot going on, starting off in Fort Worth. Eastbound I-30 right at West Loop 820. Still got that overturned 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go northbound. But that's traffic kind of jacked up in the area. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before East Chase Park, we got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the bush. Still in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at Martin Street. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Ramey Avenue. In Plano, southbound 75 just before Park. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Bethany and Allen. And finally in Dallas, northbound I-35 just after 635. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Wallop Hill. Also in that backup just after Royal. Got another stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Nickelback at the JEXA Energy Pavilion on April 4th. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Clear tonight, 32 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 55 for the high. Right now, it's 39 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Right, I'll take a few of these, Alfie. Yes, Christian.
Yeah, I was wondering if Cindy Skull would be upset about you taking her airtime away from morning time.
I don't think so. You're talking about a talk format and a music format.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, some guys like to listen to men in the morning, so Skull's going to beat me.
Oh, God.
Sorry, it was funny to me. I didn't even think about that. I seriously doubt it's going to affect ratings in the morning here. Skull's doing fine in the mornings.
Mm-hmm. She's doing well.
It might affect Mark Davis. I don't know. Really two different forms of talk.
Very.
I seriously doubt that we would share any audience.
I think we would share a little bit. I don't know if it'd be enough to make a dent.
Hmm. Who else is on in the morning that's talk? Who's on mornings on BAP?
Still Hal J?
Yeah, probably so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He might be a little pissed at you.
I didn't pick this. They just asked me, hey, can we run a rebroadcast of your show on 1190? Fine, do it. I didn't know I was going to have to do anything.
Yeah, really with among Mark Davis, Hal J on WBAP, and the sports stations. That's really, and I guess KRLD to a certain extent, but that's really.
Well, KRLD doesn't really do talk. They just, it's all news.
Right.
It's just Mondays, the sports stations are going to take a hit with our weekly weekend wrap up.
Take that.
Wow. So. Listener sent me an email during the last break. Hey, are you going to get up and listen to your show on Monday?
The obvious answer is...
I don't do it here.
Exactly.
What would be my incentive? You know, Rodney, since he's going to follow us on Monday, today...
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, could you call in during my show on Monday? Well, I'm not going to before noon for you. Well, I'm just really excited. You can be excited without me calling? I don't get
it. He likes the support.
Well, say he's coming up next after the show's over.
Yeah.
Why don't you record him a special intro?
I don't think he would want that.
Sometimes it's better not to have special. Sometimes it's better to just be.
I may have to dwell on that one.
Oh, no.
If it were Friday, you'd have all weekend to work on it.
Yes. I wish today wasn't my, screw it. I'm not changing the show just because it's going to be broadcast on another day. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Skull's not going to care. I tell you what, if she gets mad, I'll pitch her soap.
There you go. That's a nice trade-off.
Anybody pitches her soap, she loves. Do you ever talk to anybody about her soap?
No.
Oh, dude, it's a fascinating conversation.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's something you really want to know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's all
interesting.
Soap's
always been a major talking point with
me. It's not just soap. This is Skull soap. This is soap that Skull makes at home.
I tell you what, why don't you tell me about it now so that I can forestall anything in the
justice.
Future? Well, no. Just
we're not experts like she
please.
Is.
We can't. We can only talk about it for maybe 30 seconds. You really need the 3-hour demonstration.
Does she make it herself? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she does. Okay,
and gets the perfumes or whatever she uses, gets it from different parts of the planet. I don't know what makes it that much different. Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't have any chemicals in it.
How does she know?
Because she chooses what goes in it. I mean, I'm sure she's got somebody, you know, that she hired to help her. Because, I mean,
her daughter.
How to make organic soap. I'm sure she's talked to a specialist before, you know. But it doesn't have chemicals, so it doesn't irritate skin. So for people with sensitive skin, it's perfect.
Well, why couldn't I just use Dove?
You can, but for people like me, like, I can't just go to the store and buy lotion. Like, I have the most sensitive skin.
So you can't just have normal soap?
I mean, it depends. Some soaps will make me break out, and some I'll be fine.
Have you tried Dove?
No, I use Ivory.
Oh.
Once you find one that doesn't make you break out, then you stick to it.
What's the one that floats?
I think that's Dove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's 1/4 cleansing cream.
I believe so. One of them is 99 to 40 100% pure soap.
That's Ivory.
Yeah.
Why don't you off? One of the few things you're saying, you got to correct me.
Well, you had it right.
It is 99 and 44 100ths.
That's it.
That ain't soap. That's Ronnie Millsap's song.
Off.
All right.
Well, thank you for telling me about her soap. Now I won't need to hear it from her.
Mm-hmm. Alfie hates it.
Oh, God.
The soap or the conversation?
Oh, no, he loves the soap. But if I see her in the hall, I'll walk out of this studio and I go, well, she's out here. I bet she'll tell you all about it. No, supper. Hey, Alfie was asking how you make your soap, and he wants to know everything.
Mm. She's told me about the creams, about the essential oils, about the types of bottle that she uses, why she uses this type of bottle over that type of bottle, the tops, the foamers, the spritzers. What would you like to know, Everett?
Yeah, well, that's great. You're doing great. Just as long as I have a few talking points to hit so that if she asks me about it, I can say, oh, yeah, you know, the guys have told me everything, really. I mean, it's really quite impressive. But, you know, you would just be sort of rehashing things I already know. So that's good. Just, you know, oils. Soaps.
Spritzers.
Organic.
She really has all that?
She has. She's decided to try and make foamers, things like that, to where there's just a little bit of liquid in it, and it makes a lot of foam.
Okay.
And then use that for what?
It's a different type of soap dispenser.
Like the foamy soap, like the foamy dial soap.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like
soap?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Like you can buy in the store the foam stuff that dispenses out of a different.
I didn't know it came out in foam.
There's the gel soap and then the foam soap. It starts out in liquid, and then it turns to foam when you pump it.
That sounds like pussy soap. I use lava. Or bricks.
Kenzie, don't ever use lava soap on your sensitive skin.
Okay.
I think that's made out of pumice.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that like the rocks used to clean pools?
I bet you probably could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pumice rock? Uh-huh. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they call it lava.
Is that where you scrape the gunk off the tiles in the pool?
It's not exactly the same stuff, but it's really good at getting blood off hand towels.
Oh, my God. And removing skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the reference?
Yeah.
Maybe I could have done a better job if he had some lava. I use the same soap you did, and my towel don't look like no maxi pad. Pulp Fiction. Ah, good morning. Mm. Okay. Back to news?
Actually, two things.
Go.
First of all, Jose Canseco, his finger fell off yesterday.
Oh. So they reattached it.
They tried.
But not good.
On Twitter, he had posted...
He did not... Tell me he didn't post a picture.
A video is supposedly going to be coming soon. About half an hour ago, he posted...
You know about him shooting his finger
off?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, about half an hour ago on Twitter, he said, okay, well, I might as well tell you, I was playing in a poker tournament last night and my finger fell off. Someone took a video of it.
How could it just fall the F off? Did they not use real stitches?
Well, here's the problem. In a follow-up tweet, he says, my finger should have been amputated from the beginning. It was very loose with no bone to connect it. It was also smelling really bad.
Okay, well, that was, gangrene-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he should have known.
They can attach limbs, and they couldn't put his finger back on? Was the fact that it was just too mangled because it was a close-up gunshot?
Yeah, but I mean, in essence, it's one of those things that he shot it off, and in order for it to work, the reattachment, the body has to accept it. Clearly, the body was done with that portion of finger.
I guess possibly it was, this in the medical term, but too dead for the body to accept back.
Right.
Man, this thing ain't going to grow. Pinch it off. Just pinch it off and let it die and go do mornings in Victoria, Texas.
Son of a bitch.
Line four, Alfie?
Yes.
Yes, Brandy.
Hi, is this Russ?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Russ. I just wanted to let you know, long-time listener, first-time caller, because I looked at your picture online, and you are so gorgeous. And you do not give yourself credit. I thought Dan would be the most hottest, but you are.
Oh, this chick's...
What?
Well, that's very kind of you. How old are you?
I'm probably over your age limit. I'm 36.
No, that's okay. Do you have children?
I do. I have two kids.
Wow. Are you married?
I am married. And he said I could call you and tell you whatever I wanted.
Well, that's very kind of him. Would you like to go out?
No.
Why not?
I mean, unless you want my husband to join us, that would be
no,
okay.
He can watch the kids. That's what husbands are for.
Oh, he can watch the kids.
Is he in the car?
I'm in the car, I am.
Not you, him.
Oh, no, he's not in the car.
Oh.
He's in Applebee's right now drinking with my brother.
Wow, you people are out of control.
Well, I've been on hold for you forever.
You should go to Applebee's and make that a weekly event every Sunday night.
It's seriously not, but they got dollar beer, so it's okay. I just really wanted to tell you that you're really good looking, and you do not give yourself that much credit on the air.
You're very kind, I have reflective things at the house. Kenzie, you want to screen this chick?
Sure.
Well, I mean, like I went through all the guys trying to keep them away from you.
Well, but she said she had a husband that she didn't want to hang out with.
I'm hot enough. I'm a celebrity. She'll let me have it.
Okay. So for a date with Russ. Okay. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. Blue. That's good. Do you like dogs?
I love dogs.
What's your favorite kind of dog?
I actually love the little, what is it called?
Maltese?
No. Pikachus. Or not Pikachus.
Pikachu. That's a Pokemon. A Chihuahua?
I got it. A
Chihuahua.
Not a Chihuahua. I hate Chihuahuas. I will chunk one if I see a Chihuahua.
Alrighty. Well, Russ has a part Chihuahua, so we might have a problem there. Next question. Do you like to pick up dirty underwear?
Do I like to pick up dirty underwear?
Yes.
I'm fine. I mean, if it's on the ground, I'm not going to smell of it, so it's going to be washed.
What if it's stained?
If it's stained, it's still going to be washed.
Why do I feel like I'm out in one of the portable buildings at DISD listening to the special ed kids talk?
It has that feel.
Yeah. It's like Kenzie asked her a question. What's your favorite color? Blue. Kenzie likes blue.
Yeah.
That, taking in no account what I like. Okay, blue is good.
All right.
What color dogs do you like?
So the chick's going, hey, you know them little hairy dogs, those little, those hairy dogs, just the
hey,
dogs.
Hey, she was doing good.
She didn't even know what kind of dog she was talking about.
She named a Pokemon.
We are not going that route.
I thought she was doing good. This is fun. Is she still on?
But you didn't know. You're well, asking her about your favorite stuff. I don't like blue.
That and I
you
think she
love
was
dogs.
I. No time check. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Just 1 second.
Okay.
Skip that story for now. Some women are now gravitating towards natural insemination, where they have sex with a stranger while they're ovulating just so they can get pregnant. Artificial insemination is, of course, where women go to a sperm bank, pick the stuff they want from a description of a donor, and then have their eggs fertilized with it. But that's obviously quite expensive. So ABC's 2020 tracked down a few guys who advertised their natural insemination services online. They both say they're healthy, in good shape, and have impregnated many women who like the genes that they're offering.
Dan, are you hiding out from somebody?
No way.
Just on the video stream. You've got your baseball cap on. You've got it pulled down like you
I don't mean for it to be
like
that.
Like you're about to walk into a bank and rob it.
No.
That's what the stream looks like.
No, I've been trying to battle my hat with the headphones.
Why do you wear a hat? Your hair is so short.
Sometimes I just feel like wearing a hat.
Oh.
Plus, like, actually, I pull it down a little bit just so I can block one of those lights.
Well, tell me which light it is. I'll shoot it out.
No.
I don't mind.
No, it's okay. We need it for the lighting.
Dude, I'm syndicated. I can shoot lights out now.
I'd rather you save that.
Of course,
that.
It's probably the shortest regional syndication of any radio show in the country.
Yeah, you're syndicated.
Hey, where's your nearest affiliate? 52 feet down the hall.
Makes it really easy in case something happens.
Which light is it that's bothering you?
No, it's
I'll
okay.
fix it. Which
no,
one?
It, just
the
lighting,
tell me.
No, they're all fine.
Is it this
Stop
one?
Stop touching stuff.
Is it this one?
No, all the lights are beautiful.
Just tell me.
We have stayed late to fix the lighting so many times.
I'll fix it while you're reading.
Spot. It's
is
just
it,
on
is
occasion.
It, is it this one?
It doesn't matter. It's just
is
on
it
occasion.
Just tell me. Is it this one?
I'm not saying. The lights are good.
Kenzie, make him.
Dan.
All right, it's that one.
All right.
Welcome.
Right here?
Yeah.
All right, give me a second. Just keep reading.
There's no reason for you to move it, though. It's going to not make the... It's for the stream. I expect lights.
If it's bothering you, I got it.
But it's nothing new.
Well, but if it bothers you...
There's no need to put the asp down.
I'm not going to hit you with it.
Oh, God.
There you go.
That doesn't sound like it's the right way to move it.
How about that?
Yeah, it's still bright.
Is he too dark now?
No.
That's still right in your eyes?
Yeah. No. Uh-uh. Do not grip that thing like a baseball bat.
Show sucks. I hate Monday mornings.
We all do. Anyway, ABC's 2020 tracked down a couple of the guys, and they said that they do it for free. And the woman
would do what?
The natural insemination, where instead of an artificial, the woman going to a
2020
bank.
Went out. Hey, would you like to women for free?
No. These guys already do it.
They do what?
They get the women pregnant for free. So the women save money on the cost of going to a sperm bank and doing the insemination process. Instead, they just find this guy online and they hook up.
Does he get any money?
No. That's why I said he does it for free.
So it's not prostitution.
Exactly.
Everett, would there be anything that if you throw any type of consideration in, then it's prostitution, right?
Yeah, I'd be more worried if I were the guy about wage withholding orders.
Exactly.
Where they try to get you.
Would any documents hold up in court?
I'm not a family law guy, but I think you'd have to waive your parental rights. I mean, I think you could, if you waived your parental rights, you might be able to avoid any future issues. But I wouldn't just go on Craigslist and start banging chicks.
with the sole purpose
of impregnating them.
Right.
Well, hang on. Do guys go to sperm banks and just give that to them for free?
No, they get paid for that.
Well, why would you want to give to the chick for nothing?
Because you're having sex.
Well, okay. I see a couple of problems with this.
Mm-hmm.
If the guys are choosing sex over getting cash, that means they're probably not getting a lot of sex. So they're probably not aesthetically appealing. Yeah.
But in order
what do
to
you call
have,
them unfortunate looking?
Yes, that would be unfortunate looking.
But, yeah, and the other thing is, if he looks that way, your baby's going to look like half that.
Yeah. The woman that they or the women that they sleep with, of course, get their seed, the guy's seed, but then the guy gets to have, you know, quick sex and with no strings. 2020 also talked to a few women.
Well, how many go rounds does the guy give them?
I guess it just depends. It's going to vary, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, obviously, once doesn't always do it.
It doesn't. So I'm sure that she might call him up and say, hey, still not pregnant. Come over. Okay.
But, I mean, these guys sound like they're probably upstanding businessmen, so they probably very seldom masturbate. So it's probably a pretty good shot.
Mm-hmm. 2020 also talked to a few women who have gone this route. One woman said, I thought he was cute, but I had to keep reminding myself, this is a donor, not a date. Another one said, I felt it was sad, at least for me, but it's the route I've chosen, and I want my son to have a sibling most of all.
These sound like the guys that go online and videotape themselves masturbating on pictures of celebrities.
I could see that.
I clicked on a link one time. It said something like, Brooke Banner tribute. I'm all good. It's going to be a compilation. And then some guy beating off on her picture.
Ew.
You know, I don't know many chicks that really look at that and go, that is better than an Academy Award. The fact that he chose my picture.
Oh, yeah, you know Brooke Banner probably surfs through the pages of those trying to find the best tribute.
Talking to it.
Yeah. You want this, don't you? You better act like you want it. I got a picture of little Caprice over here on the right. I can give it to her just a quick.
Oh, God.
Puma Swede. Brianna Beach. I got them all. I got them all lined out like playing cards. Talking to them. It's one of you bitches, won't it? And then sometimes I shoot it on one of the pictures, and then I dribble it on the other one like they're snowballing. Good morning. The hell is that? Oh, that's right. I told you to load some Christmas songs. I need a break. Everett, we've been playing Christmas songs off the air.
Okay.
Flo can load them into the Clear Channel server.
Right.
And I can fire them off. I don't have to turn the volume up.
Okay.
But it'll still show on the radio display and also on the iHeartRadio playlist.
Oh, nice.
So at the end of the week, Don Davis has to sit in conference calls and explain why he's playing Christmas. Christmas music in November on a Monday on a rock station.
Your evil knows no bounds.
I'm just pissed. It took me 4 years to figure out that we could do that. Okay. We set now?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.636, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Starting off in Fort Worth east on I-30, right at west of Bay 20. Still got that overturned 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go northbound there. Traffic is backed up in the area. Also, Fort Worth southbound Loop 820, right at Martin Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Ramey Avenue. Still in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before East Chase Parkway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Into Dallas now, northbound I-35, just after 635, there's an accident blocking the right shoulder there. Traffic is backed up back from Walnut Street. Also in that back and forth at Royal Lane, that stall there has been cleared out. And finally in Dallas, southbound 75, just before Mockingbird, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from around the High 5. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear tonight, 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 55. Right now, it is 39, a 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Johnny, what do we got this week?
Hello, Russ and everybody. Well, we have two great dogs. We have, I guess on camera, we have Kinsey. Kinsey is getting video. Kinsey, yes.
The dog's named Kinsey.
Aww. Aww.
Words, use them.
Yes, I'm sorry. Her name is Kinsey. She is a beautiful dog. She's just like her namesake. She's about a year and a half old, a little over that. Female, obviously. German Shepherd mix.
Does she smell like smoke?
Oh, Jesus.
No, she does not smoke. She's given it up.
If she did, she would deny it. So, you know.
Everett. she's got beautiful tricolor markings, black and tan with white, the typical German Shepherd black and tan markings, but some white. Alfie is convinced that she's got some corgi in there, but she's about 55 pounds. So
I bet corgi.
Corgi, 55-pound corgi.
Only because Kenzie will let anybody in her.
Darn you.
She has a list,
That's
you know.
That's good. Yeah, okay. So, again, her name is Kenzie. She was rescued from a shelter. She was there, came down with kennel cough, which is not surprising, was about to be euthanized, and Pawsnet City stepped in and saved her life. Again, about a year, 8 months old. 55 pounds, great with other dogs, great with people. Careful with the treats.
All right, I won't give her one.
No, she likes treats.
But?
But just kind of toss it to her. She will sit, but you don't want to, like, hand it right to her. So
I'll give it a shot.
Okay, go right ahead. You've made a lie around me before.
What I hate are people. Oh, dogs love me. I got this. They probably... You know, they can smell Mandy on me, so these bitches will love this.
Yeah.
What's her name?
What they say.
Kinsey.
Kinsey?
You forgot her name.
Yeah, really? Kinsey.
Kinsey. Come
here. Kinsey. Sit.
Sit.
Sit, Kinsey. Sit.
Sit.
Good girl. Demeaning.
Okay, see?
That wasn't bad.
Okay, good. I've just got a little scrape knuckle, but that's okay.
Well, the trick is, you put it so close to their mouth, they can't snap at it.
I remember that.
You don't hold it a few inches away, because then they're going to reach for it.
Yeah, it's like yelling at
the
dog.
That's the way I used to feed Mandy.
And that worked really well, so.
F you.
Wow.
Kinsey?
Yeah. Yes, sweetie? Nice. Shut up, Sam.
Sit, Kinsey. You want a treat?
Yeah. Okay.
So, again... I'm sure no one else has forgotten her name is Kinsey. What, Russ? Do you need a little Band-Aid or something?
She might have snapped that time. And she does smell like smoke.
She didn't snap. She was just energetic and enthusiastic.
She's fine. You just have to know how to give dogs.
That's true.
Treats.
That's true. Okay, our other dog is Harper. And she is a female named Harper. And she is a year old, 30 pounds, full grown, beautiful brindle mix girl. Just a bundle of energy and love and sweetness. She doesn't yet know how to sit for a treat, but she's sitting right now. But beautiful brindle, the black, brown brindle color.
And what kind of dog again?
She's a shepherd something mix, but she's full grown at 30 pounds. So
she's a good mutt.
She is. She's a Heinz 57 or something, but just a sweet dog, good with other dogs, good with kids, just never meets a stranger. Both of these dogs are incredibly friendly. And
you ever notice every time she describes a dog, doesn't matter where it is, how long they've had it, they all have the same attributes as Will Rogers.
Oh, absolutely. Never met a person they didn't like, and it's
great with kids. I can do rope tricks. Tell stories.
Ride a horse.
Dance.
Except for Kenzie's not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember that.
She didn't want to do anal sex with Abraham Lincoln.
Y'all aren't funny anymore.
So So, again, this dog's name is Harper.
And it wasn't because he was dead. It's because he's not a rock star.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Everett, for that clarification. I was wondering about that, actually.
Had Lincoln played the...
if he was played 12-string guitar, she'd be all about it.
Double neck.
Yeah. Oh.
Talk about the dog.
Okay, Harper is our second dog, Brindle. We have a really bad picture of her on the website. We're going to correct that shortly. Great picture of
that's okay.
Kenzie
I know
on the website.
I know about bad pictures on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Although the photo they have of Kenzie, the dog, that's a Kenzie photo.
Yeah, she's that's a really great picture of her.
The only thing that photo is missing is a window.
Behind her in front.
Window?
For the dog to lick.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of tongue coming out.
A happy dog.
She is a happy dog. And so Harper is a happy dog, too, although the picture we have currently, she doesn't look like it, but we're going to change that. So no adoption events this weekend because the weather, you know, hasn't been too good. So
you worried about snow?
No, I don't think it's snow, but just...
Just temperatures in general?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little hard for the dogs to be outside.
You should be worried about snow. We have a graph.
All right. I wasn't aware of that, but good.
Yeah. People need to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's already North Texas general reaction to flurries.
Yeah. Because if a snowman's down outside and he says, holy shit, you know it's going to be bad weather. Because the weather outside is...
Rightful.
The weather.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can read more about these dogs and about Paws in the City at pawsinthecity.org. Go to their Facebook page. They have over 100,000 Facebook likes. Isn't that right, Mark?
The dogs? Yeah.
119,000 likes for Paws in the City on Facebook. So join, you know, 119,000 people can't be wrong. So join the crowd. Like their page.
Hmm. How long has Kenzie been fostered?
2 months. She's actually, they're both in a boarding facility. And, you know, if anybody would like to foster, get them out of boarding, it's going to be tough with the holidays coming up, especially the boarding facilities are going to be really full. So anyone who might be just interested in fostering temporarily, get in touch with Paws in the City through the website, Facebook page.
Get your eyes off of me.
Well, you're the star of the show. Who should I be looking at?
You can look at furniture. You can look at Alfie.
Not a lot of furniture in here. But
last time I fostered a dog, I kept it.
Of course.
And you knew it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but some kind of Ponzi scheme.
That's exactly what it is. We call those failed fosters. So when you're a perfect failed foster, us.
I think I've only fostered one. And I knew when I took Blue, he was going to stay.
We did too.
And how sad is it that they have lingo just for the, oh, he's a failed foster. Wink, wink, meaning he's going to keep the dog.
You think, come
Everett,
up with a,
you're not helping.
A better term than, well, you failed as a foster parent.
But that's a compliment in the animal world.
Well, it doesn't really sound good.
That's part of the genius of it, though. That's part of why it's code. Oh, he's a failed foster.
That's right. I've been a failed foster many, many times.
Yeah, I'm cutting this segment out.
Okay, pawsinthecity.org.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:53, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Volvo. Starting off in Dallas, southbound 75. Just before Mockingbird, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the High 5. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, just after 635, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Walnut Hill. Into Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before East Chase Parkway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at West Loop 820, got an overturned 18-wheeler still blocking that ramp to go northbound. That has traffic backed up in the area. Listen to Cindy Skull Monday morning at 725. For a shot to win a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw, the American Airlines Center on January 19th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Give the gift of Volvo and enjoy up to 3 years full coverage, including wear and tear. And get your first month's payment on Volvo. Go online for details.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Clear and cold tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 55. Right now, 39, a 97.1. The Eagle.
back to the Russ Martin Show.
I know these two don't go together. It just reminded me, since it's a Mike Reno song. We know Reno.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jesse James Dupree from Jackal.
Yep.
Jesse's in town this weekend, and I haven't heard from him.
Oh, yeah.
I emailed him like 2 months ago.
Yeah, they're at Gas Monkey this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Jackal?
It's Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, Gas Monkey Live Sunday night.
Oh, I just realized something, mainly because I was looking at Kinsey. She doesn't know that you know Jesse.
You know Jesse?
Oh, honey, it's more than that.
What? I used to watch Full Throttle Saloon, like, religiously.
Oh, Jesse used to invite me out to, was it a burlap, stirlap, sterling, starling? I'm so close.
Are you?
That's a motorcycle rally.
Yeah.
Sturgis.
Yeah,
there you go.
I know it was something.
Full Throttle.
Yeah, actually, Kinsey, Jesse and Russ have humped horses together.
Yeah. We got thrown out of the
mansion at Turtle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That's like double trouble right there.
We went to dinner there.
Imagine one of the, at the time, probably the, and still is, one of the premier dining spots in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And it's Russ and Jesse James.
First of all, this was Jesse's fault.
It might have been Jesse's fault, but I sincerely doubt you were trying to tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Even that made me uncomfortable.
What did he do?
Hey, man, you guys ain't got no pinball machines?
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Jesse.
In the mansion?
Yeah.
That is so fun.
You need to get a chalkboard and write all the specials down on it, huh?
Just picture his face.
And then, I can't remember if the waiter hurt him or not. But he goes, man, that guy's as queer as a football bat.
Oh, my God. Okay, I remember you telling that part.
You gentlemen will have to evacuate the premises.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go over to a Mexican restaurant in Irving. Then he wants to go see the horses in Las Colinas. You know those?
Yeah. The fake ones.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a quiet night. I think it was a Friday. And people are walking around holding hands. Not that many people out there. It's dark.
Hey, Ross.
Oh, my God.
Take a picture of me in this horse.
Oh, my God. Can we please all hang out? Please.
You want to meet Jesse?
Oh, my gosh. Please. Let's go do something.
I'm surprised that, I don't know. Was he on with, well, they don't play any Jackal. We don't play any Jackal.
I love Jackal.
I was going to say, I'm surprised he wasn't on with Bo and Jim, but very seldom he'll come to town and not promote it with us.
Right.
I don't mean buy time. I just mean come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, because he knows he's always welcome.
He likes to come in the studio, and if they're not here till Sunday, then they're not going to be here till Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
Not like they get into town a couple of days early. Oh, got to go through sound checks. Got to make sure my chainsaw's tuned.
Yeah, he does the cool chainsaw thing. Jesse, come hang out.
Kinsey,
Jesse's not in town.
over by Chloe and Alfie's area, have you seen the stool top that has Russ's name etched in it?
Yeah.
Jesse James did that at a white trash party a few years back.
I wondered what that was. I think it's on my desk right now.
It is on your desk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's how he ends all his shows with the lumber
stool.
Lumberjack?
Right?
Lumberjack, yeah.
And then he cuts up a bar stool.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Let's
go do something.
There's video online of me playing the Lumberjack song with Jesse.
I'll provide the liquor.
You're supposed to be impressed and let me give you anal.
That's what?
Man, you were right there, Russ. Or just
I didn't know that you were a big fan of Jesse.
Yeah, I used to watch that show all the time. My parents loved Jackal too. My dad loved that show and loved Jackal.
Jesse James cut this open for Dan for news.
That's right.
Pretty little Dan.
Diane, Pretty Little Diane, Pretty Little Diane, Pretty Little Diane.
That is so awesome. I'm so jealous.
I thought you knew I knew Jesse James Dupri.
I remember you saying that. I just didn't put two and two together that Jesse James. Like, I've heard it before. I just it didn't click.
I could have normally. I just say Jesse James could be that guy that was doing the auto.
Oh, the chopper guy.
Yeah, that married Sandra Bullock.
Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't click. Can Jesse record me a cool theme song?
What do you want?
I don't know. What do you always call me?
Stupid
Kinsey. Or. Let me see. Pain in your butt. No, it has to have my name in it.
Well, I could add Kenzie in there. I just think it's what just us.
Penny ass!
No. What's my nickname? Give me a nickname.
You don't want that in a song.
I want my name in a tune.
Well, that's...
Have I earned that yet, or do I still need to wait a couple years?
Hey, you're already on a show that's syndicated. Oh. You're on this show, and then we're syndicated 52 feet down the hall.
That's right. Big
that
time.
That can be my Christmas gift, is a tune by Jesse with my name in it.
All right.
How about that?
Okay, I'll find something. Whatever.
Did I just mess up?
Yeah.
No.
Will it have my name in it at least?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Promise?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Okay.
No doubt about that.
I sent him an email and went, you want to come on, promote this, or maybe just leave me some voicemail messages, you know. Hey, man, let's get together. Some more horses. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. Just something I could do to promote the show. Because he's helped us out with the foundation year after year. He sent an email. He goes, hey, man, you need to learn. She loves my and come play it with us.
Sounds like a good deal. Why haven't you done it?
I don't even know if I know that. I know it's one of their songs. I don't know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, somebody likes somebody's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm.
It's perfect for you.
I'd actually prefer playing another song with them other than Lumberjack, because they always close with that.
Right.
So if I want to be anywhere close, I can't drink a lot. Last time they played House of Blues, I can't stand there. All right. Okay, well, the Lumberjack's got to be next. No.
That's the finisher.
I know, but I'm just standing there. You feel like a squirrel for whatever reason. Man, what are you doing backstage? I'm with the band. You're an old man. Get out of here. Luckily, the Lumberjack is just the...
Don't.
The boogie riff, A to D to E to D to A, and then something in between.
Okay.
You watch the video online that somebody shot of us at the House of Blues. You see the bass player looking at me going.
he's giving you the keys?
Yeah, he's going, hey. Hey, what? Hey, play A.
I thought you were doing good because I saw that video. You're rocking, man.
Yeah, okay. Enough ass kissing. Just because we're mornings now on 1190. Good morning.
Let's get drunk and climb on fake animal statues in DFW together. Or not.
I was going to swear, but I'm tired of hitting the dump button.
So does he make the list, Jesse?
No. Everett, you are driving me loco. You will not let it go.
Well, at least
it's
we found out who's driving her bus.
No kidding.
It's not funny anymore.
Man, she does not like
well,
callbacks.
Well, you like Jesse James Dupri?
Yeah, he's
well, you said celebrities. Anal?
No. No, I wouldn't really let those people.
I wouldn't let Jesse back there because you don't know. He could yank out a pulling.
Yeah,
a chainsaw.
Oh, God.
I think Jesse would be a fun person to party with.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Especially with Russ. Oh, my goodness.
Jesse's actually a little more subdued. Because he works nonstop. He manages a band. He books the band. Now, this was even 10, 15 years ago, whenever Lumberjack song came out. He was the one pushing it and on the phone. I sat on their tour bus once and watched him set up gigs for the next month in between sets. Obviously, I made him mad somehow.
You went on tour with him?
No, I was sitting in his tour bus.
In town.
You said what? Set up gigs for a month. Is that not what you just said?
On the phone.
Yeah.
You watched him on the phone? What? You were on the phone with him? What?
What else are we doing? So we go.
Oh, man. I have a piece of audio that actually Alfie pulled. We didn't get a chance to play it earlier. It's cut number 7. This is a teenage kid in the passenger seat riding with his dad. Dad's driving the car. The kid is recording it with his phone. It's some type of project for his sociology class where he's supposed to ask his dad random questions. And dad just doesn't like it after a while.
Did you get the setup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another question for the project. If you could go to you're going to a nightclub, but you could go to a nightclub in any country in the world, and it's one night, what country would the nightclub be in that you go to?
Berlin was a fun city. Why, what kind of...
I used to like... Is the guy drunk?
No. He's...
How old is the kid?
What'd you say? I'd be like 14, 15?
He think he's a little older than that. Early college age, maybe.
All right. Oh. So, 19, 20?
Okay, we'll go with that then.
All right. Dad may be how old?
I would say early 40s.
Yes.
Okay. So, if these are references I get, being older, this dad should get all these.
Yeah.
We used to go dance on the Berlin Wall, but they closed that one.
He just, after a while, he's not a fan of the line of questioning.
No.
What country would the nightclub be in that you go to?
What? Berlin was a fun city. I go to Berlin. What kind of questions are these? Why don't you just ask me? I thought this was for a sociology project. Why don't you ask me an honest question?
Well, I want it to be fun.
Ask me an honest question. I don't even know what. The most fun nightclub in any... Just ask me an honest question.
If you could get... if you could get $1 million...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But you can only do it if you become a bowling player for the rest of your...
What the... Aaron! Ask me a f***ing honest question!
Okay.
Okay, how cut up is this audio? Because that's kind of 0 to 60 as far as losing her mind.
It's a little cut up, but the dad does ramp up real quick.
Does the dad know that the video audio is rolling?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's the problem with the YouTube videos is you don't know what's set up anymore.
That is true, but listen further.
Okay, I'll go.
You can only do it if you become a bowling player for the rest of your...
What the... Aaron! Ask me a f***ing honest question!
Okay, you want an honest question.
I'm more than happy to help you out with this project, but don't ask me dumb shit.
It's just for school.
Well, it's for school.
It's Mrs. Peters' class. I'm going to get an A no matter what. If you could be the engineer for any building in the United States...
Am I going to be an engineer for a building that's already been built? That's like...
All right, let me ask, get this out of the way. Is he trying to piss his dad off?
No.
Because these are really stupid questions.
At a certain point,
I think
he is.
If you could be a millionaire and you had to do it through pro bowling, it sounds like these are all setups.
You could be an engineer for
any building.
It's already there!
Yeah, Alfie and I are on the same page. We think this kid is just pushing dad's buttons.
Okay. Well, hang on. I got two different answers. Alfie, you think he's jacking with him
or think
not?
He's purposefully trying to piss his dad off. The pacing of his questions, the sort of trying to think up stupid crap.
And his outright refusal to ask his father an honest question.
Just for school.
It's for school.
It's Mrs. Peters' class. I'm going to get an A no matter what. If you could be the engineer for any building in the United States.
How the f*** am I going to be an engineer for a building that's already been built? That's like asking me if you could invent the Ford Escort, how would you invent it? Well, let me... Show you, because fucking already been invented.
Parenthood.
Ford Escort? How would you invent it? Well, let me show you, because it's fucking already been invented. Ask me a normal question.
Jesus, tell me there's more.
Unfortunately, there's not.
Well, I'm sure the fit didn't stop there.
No, I'm sure it didn't. I guess the kid, maybe he was running low on memory, or maybe after, maybe this is the part where it cut off and then the dad killed him when he pulled over on the side of the road.
I got a question for you. Why does it feel like getting kicked out of a car?
Well, Daddy, I don't.
Here we go.
Jim Adler.
That's another validation of why I don't have kids.
It's really one of those videos that they should make people watch. Like, okay, you say you want kids. Okay, that's great. Cute little babies. Maybe they're running around playing 4-year-old soccer and they're all in little clumps. But then they get older and they develop some semblance of brain functioning and then they test you.
Daddy, can I ask you questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
How does air work?
Oh, no.
If you could invent something for us to breathe, what would you pick first?
It's already invented!
Well, I'm just trying to think outside the box. That's what Miss Peterson said.
Ask Miss Peterson!
No, the administration already found out about that.
Ask me.
I wonder what the age range is. Obviously, you're going to have to talk to a parent that's got a grown kid. What was your favorite? Because obviously, the gestation period really isn't fun because the wife isn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
She gets uncomfortable, can't sleep. Then you go through childbirth, and she ain't digging that. And then I'm sure she's not real happy after this thing is squatted out of her lips.
Then there's postpartum depression.
Yep.
That everybody gets. And the baby obviously doesn't have normal sleeping patterns. Got to be fed different times in the middle of the night, so that's not fun. What's the fun zone? What's the big push? How somebody said, if you put this in a brochure, what's going to be the best time?
This.
Huh?
This.
What, this? You're just doing your hands, starting at your head, and working down to your hips.
Look at me. I'm a blast. My mom loves me. I'm a grown kid.
I don't think she's always loved you.
She had a blast. You get this.
How do you know? And it's just doing your hands and going, this.
Me.
I can't see your hands, nor can anyone on the radio.
I feel like they can.
Just because you're syndicated.
I'm syndicated.
This is the worst Monday of my life.
You're welcome.
Are they doing best of? I damn wish.
Hey.
This.
Kenzie, are you ever going to want to have a kid?
Yes, I want three.
Why three?
Because I love kids. I want two boys and one girl. And I want to have the girl last, so she has two older brothers.
Would you like to raise me?
No.
You don't like me?
You're a little, crude for your age.
I'm not crude. I'm just looking to be loved.
I'll be your buddy.
If you don't love me, that's okay.
I'll be your friend if you're not crude.
What kind of friend?
Just a friend.
You mean like a booty call?
Mm-mm. Booty calls aren't friends.
I'm really little down there. We could have really good butt sex.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
You'd like that?
Mm-mm.
I'll let you clean up with my blankie.
That's sweet.
She couldn't even deny that.
But no. It was cute. But no.
How old were you the first time you had sex, Aunt Kenzie?
That is very personal.
I understand. Were you 14?
You jerk.
Did I get it right? This game's easy.
Wow. No.
Well, Wow.
I already said that on air.
I never heard it.
Okay, then I didn't.
I'm not in here all the time. This is my first time playing the game, Who's a Whore?
You don't know how old I was.
I said 14. You said I was right.
Yeah, I could have been joking. It's radio.
Should I wait till I'm 14?
No, you should wait till the time is right.
When is that?
When you, look into that person's eyes.
Yes?
And...
Is he in a wheelchair in a basement?
No. You just feel...
Does he have to have a name like... Scrump?
No, and I've never slept with Flick.
I don't know who Flick is. That sounds too normal.
Scrape?
Scrape.
Who's Scrape?
Tread.
You know, one of those verbs.
Yeah.
Did you never slept with Tread?
No.
Why not?
Because we were just friends.
Were his wear indicators showing?
His what?
I don't know what it means.
That's actually pretty good.
What? His what?
That's not important. I'm just a little boy. Let it go.
Okay, little Russ. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
What's her name?
Blah, blah.
Can I meet Blah, blah?
Hold on. No, she's not here.
You sure?
She's outside eating crickets.
How long have y'all been together?
7 years.
How old are you?
7.
What was the first year like?
It was uneventful.
How'd y'all meet?
In the room where they keep all the babies after they come out of the vaginas.
The incubator room?
I guess so. I don't know. I didn't see any eggs.
How did y'all get to talking? I'm out.
Really? I've been gone for 7 minutes. Will you teach me about sex when I'm old enough?
When you're old enough.
How much older?
Some years.
Like when my voice drops?
Like at least 10 years.
Well, I think it's fair if, like, if...
When what about now? Can we talk about sex?
No. You know more than me.
Look at me. I just went through puberty.
You know everything.
Hang on. Let me put a record on my closing play.
All right.
My favorite baby song. I'm old enough for sex now.
Yes.
Don't you bend on over and take it in the choo-choo bowl.
Nope. But Everett would like to since he keeps talking about it.
Everett never talks about anal sex. And believe me, if there's anybody's ass I'm going to stay away from, it's Everett. That man ain't got no ilium. And the smell that comes out of that. Damn.
It's ugly.
But about now, we can get it on.
I don't have an ilium either, sorry.
I bet you do. Man, I'd like to shove it all the way up to the end of your ilium. Yeah. I got a bunch of Colt 45s sitting by because you never know when friends are going to stop by.
The gun or the beer? Oh, God.
Damn, I can't decide. Well, I'm going to go with the beer. The other one sounds a little forced.
It's probably wise.
Yeah. Hey, Luke Bryan, you don't want to help a brother out with a punchline?
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, Luke.
How about pulling a three-way with me and Luke and you?
No.
That sounds like a song.
Luke's not as scary, but Luke's got a twisted mind.
I do.
You know what's going to happen to you if you dress up like a clown?
I do indeed, and I don't want to.
I don't know if you do, man. I'm Luke Bryan. I'll
dang clown.
He will. I've seen him entire carload of clowns, and that's a lot. They keep coming out. He keep them.
Yeah, they thought they had me outnumbered. I showed them. All right. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com to reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney. His website, DallasAttorney.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next.
All right. See you guys Monday.
Bye. Or Tuesday.
The Metroplex.